The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school football.
39, it'll be a pitch play. Left side, McChesney looking for some running room. Has it, and he's gone. He's down the left side, 30, 20, being pursued, 10, 5, and touchdown. A 45-yard toss sweep for McChesney, and Kennesaw is on the board.
Tonight, it's the D2 battle between perennial playoff powers that the Kennesaw Blue Devils welcome in the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
First and 10 at the Axtell 38. And Harpham drops back to pass. The lefty, one man in the pattern. He throws it out here complete. It's going to be into the hands of Wyatt Woodman at the 10, the 5, and he is into the end zone for a 38-yard touchdown. Well-thrown ball that time of the sophomore, Keaton Harpham.
Kennesaw kicked off their season last week and dropped their opener to defending state champion Exeter Milligan. Tonight, they will try to avenge last season's loss to Lawrence Nelson, who takes the field for the first time this fall. It's the Raiders and Blue Devils coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show will take you live to Kennesaw with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Merritt Lawson and the KXPN studios getting you set for Kennesaw and Lawrence Nelson, the Raiders heading into the Blue Devils territory. Kennesaw had a game last week versus Exeter Milligan where they lost 52-26. Lawrence Nelson will have its first game of the year today. So Doug Duda is live at Kennesaw. He'll get you set up, but let's get the coaches' interviews and look at how they portray this game to be set up on Classic Hits 98.9. KKPR on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payments, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln, Mercury.
Berg Insurance in Kennesaw has your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Berg Insurance Company in Kennesaw. They've been protecting this area for over 50 years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance in Kennesaw. Relax, we've got you covered.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. It's week two of the football season, but it is the opening game of the year for Lawrence Nelson as they get ready for a matchup down the road at Kennesaw. And we're joined by the head coach, Brian Blevins. And, Coach, thanks for the time. I'm guessing your kids are chomping at the bit to get back on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, not having that week one game, it just seems like a long time practicing, a lot of preparation. So, you know, the kids are excited to play a game.
I know the coaches in D, or even now that C has went to a 9-week schedule, they brought up, well, we had one less week to prepare, and now you guys had that week, and it seems like, man, we needed it, but it's been a long week of practice. How do you balance those two things out, to positives, negatives?
Well, you know, I think you just got to try to keep it interesting for the kids, you know, keep them excited. It's kind of a long road of preparation. You know, obviously there's light at the end of the tunnel getting that first game, but you just got to keep the kids focused on that, you know, change up your schedule a little bit. And, you know, fortunately you have a little bit of flexibility as far as your scheduling of your practices and so forth. But, you know, it's good to get that extra week of preparation, especially with kind of a younger team, you know. So, but at the end of the day, the kids are just ready to play a game and, you know, they're excited.
Of course, Kennesaw did get a chance to get on the field against the defending state champs last week. And as we all know, the old adage, most improvement usually between week one and two. How much of an advantage do you think that gives Kennesaw?
You know, I'd say it definitely gives them an advantage. You know, if nothing else, definitely in the conditioning aspect of the game. You know, it's just so hard to replicate, you know, the speed and tempo of a live football game in practice. You know, so for them to get that opportunity to play a game and, you know, get on the field early, I think is definitely an advantage.
Talk with Lawrence Nelson head football coach Brian Blevins as the Raiders open the season tonight here at Kennesaw. Coach, there's started to become a little bit of a rivalry between these two schools, and you really handed it to them last year. Then the way their season ended kind of affected the playoff points and a bad draw for you guys. Is Kennesaw a rival?
I think we try to go into every game kind of with the same mindset. It's a job that we got to take care of. You know, we've had some pretty big battles, I guess, in the last couple of years, and you know, it's always just a fun time, fun atmosphere, and it's always a physical, hard-fought game every time we get together.
Well, you did have a great year last year. Lost a lot of kids, got basically three back. It looks like the line maybe was affected the most. Would you say that's the case?
Yeah, you know, we got five starters new this year, both sides of the ball. You know, so we got a lot of new faces, and you know, we're excited to get them on the field and see, you know what they can get done, what they can do. But you know, we got a lot of good new faces, a lot of good athletes that are coming back. You know, so it's just going to be exciting to see, you know, what they're capable of and when they get that opportunity to play.
You really haven't been put in a situation here where there are a lot of underclassmen. A lot of your seven seniors will see action. Most of the kids are starting both ways on the football here. But the guys that you do have coming back, pretty solid for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got three seniors back. All three of them are four-year starters. So they're very experienced, you know, real good football players. You know, obviously Dylan Minky, you know, I think he's an all-state caliber player. You know, he's one touchdown away from being the all-time leading scorer at Lawrence Nelson. So, you know, every time that he steps on the field, you know, you've always got possibilities for some big things to happen.
That's a pretty big there's a lot of history there. That's a pretty big record.
Absolutely. You know, very historic school, great football program over the course of the years. And so for him to accomplish that, that's absolutely a great accomplishment.
Have you had to tweak anything offensively or defensively with the new personnel that you have this year?
You know, anytime you get some new athletes, you know, there's different things that you can do, and there's always some things that you don't do as well. But for the most part, we try to groom the kids and, you know, get them in a position to fit our scheme and the things that we like to do. So, you know, I think it's going to be pretty much business as usual for us. But, you know, we might throw a few tweaks in there here and there.
We're talking here with Brian Blevins on the New Tech Seed pregame show as they get ready to take on Kennesaw. Give me your scouting report of the Blue Devils.
Great football team. I mean, I don't really think that score is anywhere close to indicative of their team and, you know, their capabilities. I believe they had five turnovers, you know, in the game and had a holding call, I believe, at the two. You know, so you just can't make that type of mistakes against a team with the caliber of Extra Milligan. You know, they're big, they're fast. Obviously, the two Schnitzler boys are just phenomenal players. So I think they're definitely a number six team in the state. I believe that their preseason ranking was warranted. You know, so we're going to have to play a great football game. They're a great, talented team.
Obviously, they are led by the Schnitzlers, a lot of speed. How would you say the speed is for your team?
I think it's very similar. I think we're very similar teams. You know, we're both very pretty blue-collar. We both want to run the ball. Both very physical. So I think both of us will probably be going into the game with a lot of the same, you know, same focus. So it should be pretty interesting. But I think as far as speed goes, I'd say we're pretty evenly matched. So I think it's really going to come down to execution and, you know, maintaining the football.
Last minute here with Brian Blevins, head football coach of the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. Coach, we don't want to overlook the quarterback you've got out there. He is one of the younger guys on the team, and Colton Biltoff, just a sophomore. Tell me a little bit why you have decided to go with him and what he brings to the team.
Well, you know, Colton's a great athlete. You know, he's young. He doesn't have that experience that we'd obviously like, but he's a great athlete. He has a great instinct for playing the position. You know, a good runner. You know, his throwing mechanics are continuing to get better as we went through camp. And, you know, I just think he's going to do a good job. And obviously there's going to be some you know, learning curve and some growing pains. But I think he's very capable of leading the team and turned out to be a really great football player.
Of course, that Biltoff name is just one of those that have been iconic in that area.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. His mom works in the school, and they live in the, you know, very involved with the school system. So, you know, we're excited to have him, and you know, he's going to be a great kid for us.
Brian, what will you be looking for here in the first quarter from him and from your O-line, your D-line, to make sure that you're getting off on the right foot?
Well, you know, we just want to execute. You know, I always think that the first games come down to turnovers and probably conditioning. You know, and like we talked earlier, I think that Kennesaw kind of has that advantage on us at the conditioning aspect. So, you know, we're going to have to take care of the football. You know, we can't turn it over. We can't hurt ourselves, especially when you're playing a team like Kennesaw, who's capable of scoring, you know, putting up a lot of points. So we're just going to, you know, limit our turnovers, limit our mistakes, try to stay away from the penalties, you know, and then just play our brand of football.
And Coach, finally, as everybody knows in your part of the world, this is one of the toughest, if not the toughest, districts in the state. Just your overall thoughts on your schedule and the season ahead of you.
That's going to be tough. I would agree with you. You know, when you got ourselves and Extra Milligan, you know, you got Giltner. I believe you have, what is it, you know, depending on the poll, preseason number one, preseason number two. Meridian's going to be a much improved team. You know, they didn't graduate a whole lot. You know, Red Cloud is real senior heavy. They're going to continue to be improve and be a force by the end of the season. So it's an incredibly tough district, you know, and we're going to have to really play good football just to hang around in it.
Well, Brian, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the pregame show and looking forward to the season opener for you guys on the road here tonight at Kennesaw.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
You bet. Brian Blevins, head coach of the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. We'll be back with the head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils, Craig Schnitzler, after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Golden Harvest Brand offers some of the highest-yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in this area, and they're protected by some of the most advanced trait technology in the industry. Take G11U58, for example, which has superb drought tolerance and Airflex, available in AgriSure Viptera or Easy Refuge. Or 28U7 soybeans, which have outstanding yield performance across many environments. Talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Brent and Sarah wish all of our athletes good luck. Always read and follow label instructions before buying or using Syngenta products.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's week two of the high school football season, and not everybody in Class D did play on the opening week, but the Kennesaw Blue Devils did, took on the defending state champions from Exeter Milligan, and head coach Craig Schnitzler joins us now ahead of their week two game against Lawrence Nelson. And Coach, thanks for the time. It looked like some of week one's mistakes and jitters caught up with you guys.
Yeah, it did. It certainly wasn't the start we were looking for, and we just made enough mistakes and gave them opportunities, and, you know, a team of their caliber, you just can't do that.
I know your team was very eager after what happened last year. Obviously, both your boys, so that's even closer to you, were out with injury, one for the whole year and another with most of the year. How hyped up was this ball club going into last week's game?
You know, I think we were ready to play. We just, you know, you don't know where you're at as far as conditioning wise, and that certainly played a part in the game last Friday, and we had some problems with just tackling. You know, you hate to beat up on each other every week, and we felt good going in. The kids felt good, they felt confident, and you know, we come out of the gate, we run take it right down to the 2-yard line, then we get a holding call, and then the next 3 straight possessions, we turn the ball over and they score on them. And so, you know, we did some things that we shouldn't, that hurt us, and certainly we've got to improve on those things. And probably the biggest one defensively is we got to do a better job tackling.
You come into tonight's game, and I'm sure the things you can work on, you know, taking care of the ball the best you can and just saying, hey, we played good offensively except for the turnovers. What specifically on that and on tackling, what kind of drills, what are you doing here this week in practice?
Well, we just talk to the kids a lot and talk about, you know, carrying the ball high and tight and just being more conscious of when you get into traffic, you've got to get 2 hands on the football on the offensive side. And defensively, you know, you can work some drills, but the kids got to want it. They got to stay on their feet, and they got to run through the tackling, and then we've got people flying to the football. We've got to gang tackle when the opportunity's there.
Craig Schnitzler, head football coach at Kennesaw, joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. A lot of kids on this roster, Craig, but a lot of them are freshmen that probably either won't contribute at a varsity level right away or won't probably get in much in these first 3 games against state-rated opponents.
No, probably not. And we do got some good young kids, and they're eager. They're giving us some great practices from the scout team standpoint. Their effort is tremendous, and And, you know, I think as they grow throughout the season, there might be some depth that we can build there at some positions. You know, it's certainly, I think they help at practice-wise in making our varsity kids better, and they have to work hard.
Of course, for the folks that don't know, and we probably mentioned it already, you actually put up more yardage last week than Exeter Milligan, but all of it was on the ground, and no surprise that you're going to keep it in Austin and Preston's hands. But was that the plan, all run, no pass?
Well, we certainly wanted to pass some when we needed to, and we just couldn't get the ball to the receivers. We got sacked a couple times, and we just missed some open receivers on some other passes. But, you know, the ground game is where we're at. It's what we do best, and that's what we're going to do, and we want to do some play action off of that just to bring some people off the line of scrimmage, because against Exeter, they had seven guys within 3 yards of the ball, and we were still able to rack up 358 yards rushing. So I was, you know, I thought at that standpoint, we did a pretty good job of up front of picking people up and then getting yards.
Quarterback is Keaton Harpham, a junior for you. What do you want to see out of him when you got that kind of running game? I know the quarterback, you just kind of want to manage the game. What are you asking for him to do, and what do you want to see in this game from him against Lawrence Nelson?
Well, against Lawrence Nelson, just the confidence. He's got a game under his belt, just kind of running the show, being the captain out there, and getting everybody in the right place, making sure the right play is called, and just be that general out there, and when the opportunity arises to get the ball to the receivers and allow them to catch and run when that opportunity presents itself, but get the ball into the playmakers.
Obviously, if you're going to run, you got to have a line, no matter how good the I-backs are. And tell me a little bit about your line, starting with Zach Edwards. He's a good one.
Yes, he is. He's our leader up front. He's in his third year of starting for us. He's big. Big strong kid, has been like a 325 bench press, and so we really look for his leadership and to help our younger kids. He's at the right guard, and then our center will be Red Johnson, and he's really getting better. He was a JV player a year ago, but he has worked hard in the off season, and I thought he did some really good things at the center position. Then we're going to move Jake Brunk from tight end to guard, and he's about 200 pounds and a big, strong kid. So we look for, you know, and then we got Wyatt Woodman at tight end, and he's about 195, and he's getting better at blocking. And then Dylan Sugar on the other side is the other tight end starter. And, you know, they're coming together. You know, there's still some mistakes being made, but they're learning on the go, and I think every game I expect them to get better and better.
Well, let's take a look at your opponent here in Lawrence Nelson, and obviously this has kind of turned into a little bit of a rivalry. They caught you at the time where last year you were maybe at your most vulnerable with all the injuries.
Yeah, we were. You know, we didn't. It was tough to put a competitive team together a year ago, and they had a tremendous senior class and some good juniors to go along with that. And, you know, Nick, this year they're kind of rebuilding a little bit, but they've got some great players to rebuild around in Dylan Menke at running back and the Thayer boy at fullback, and then they got their center back. And so, you know, one thing that you can always expect out of Lawrence Nelson is they're going to play hard and they're going to be physical. So we've got to be ready for that, and, you know, we've got to match them and do the things that we do well to counter what they're going to do.
Kennesaw coach Craig Schnitzer with us last minute here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. After tonight, your home season's half over, coach. Hard to believe that we've said that, but as we talked with Coach Blevins, you have a game in the book, they don't. How big of an advantage is it?
Well, I think it's a, you know, I like to think it's a big advantage, you know, it gave us an opportunity to see where we're at against somebody other than ourselves. And certainly Exeter Milligan exploited some things that we needed to work on that. So it allowed us that opportunity. You know, I think that's the advantage. You know, Lawrence Nelson has some questions because they're just competing against each other. And you get tired of beating on each other. And you need an opponent to to find out where you're at and what you need to work on to get better as the season continues.
Well, Coach, we'll wish you the best of luck tonight. We get a chance to see you again next week over at Overton, which should be another great battle. So we'll chat again then. Best of luck.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
That's Craig Schnitzler, head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils. And we'll be back on the New Tech Seed pregame show with tonight's starting lineups right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad to have you along with us for Friday Night Football here in the New Tech Seed pregame show. Don't forget, we've got other football that is currently going on our network of stations, so a variety of kickoff times tonight as well. 7:30, also a kickoff for Kearney Catholic in their game tonight as they take on Ogallala. Randy Bushcutter has the call on ESPN 1460. Games that are already underway on 1230 AM KHAS. St. Cecilia is at Hershey, and Blue Hill and Brooding Davenport Shickley are underway on the Breeze 94.5 FM. On ESPN 1550 at 8 o'clock, Hastings will be at Scotts Bluff. All of our games also available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's contest here on Classic Hits. And we will start by giving you the starting lineups from Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Now, Lawrence Nelson, interestingly enough, did not submit the weights of their players on the roster, but we do know it's not because they're all 140 or 150 pounds along that line. Here's how it goes. At center, number 45, senior Dakota Thayer. The guards are number 10, junior Brandon Skinner, and number 46, junior Bryce Bisher. At the ends, number 1, junior Brennan Miller, and the other end is number 25, senior Jimmy Mazur. In the backfield, the fullback, number 23, senior Wyatt Thayer. The I-back, one of the best in Lawrence Nelson history. In fact, he's one score away from tying the school record for the all-time leading score. That's number 14, senior Dylan Menke. And the quarterback is a sophomore, number 15, Colton Biltoff. Head coach Brian Blevins, assisted by Jared Niederklein, Doug Werman, Kevin Wieland, and Dale Endorf. This is the season opener for the Lawrence Nelson Raiders, who went 6-2 in the regular season, got a kind of a bad draw, and as we talked about that, they got a bad draw because Kennesaw dropped the last game of the year and shifted the points a little bit, and they ended up getting knocked out in the first round of the playoffs and are looking to get off to a good start here tonight. Now for the Kennesaw Blue Devils, the center tonight, number 70, 200-pound junior Red Johnson. The guards, number 25, 195-pound junior Jake Brunk, and number 57, 245-pound senior Zach Edwards. The ends are number 33, 175-pound junior Dylan Sugar, and number 82, 197-pound senior Wyatt Woodman. In the backfield tonight, they're going to shift Keaton Harpham, the starting quarterback at the end of last year and last week. They're going to put him in the backfield as a so-called fullback. They'll use him in a variety of ways. 180-pound junior wears number 10. The I-back is 192-pound senior. Number 23, Austin Schnitzler. And the quarterback tonight will be Preston Schnitzler, the 175-pound junior, wears number 8. The head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils is Craig Schnitzler, assisted by Chuck Rowe, Casey Olson, and Chad Hartman. They dropped the season opener last week to the defending state champions from Exeter Milligan, 52-26. They are preseason number 5 in Huskerland Prep and 8 in the Lincoln Journal Star. So that is a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And we'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
He's at the 30, 20, 10, touchdown. The home team wins.
When you're looking for someone to throw you a winning touchdown, contact your hometown team, the Kroll Agency for Protection, written through IMT or Wadena Insurance. They'll help you customize an insurance plan for you. Call the Kroll Agency in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland, the IMT Group, and you, a team that can't be beat.
Time now to take a look at tonight's field conditions. The good thing is, after the rain we've had here, a lot of it, and even overnight and into most of the day, this afternoon, it did kind of break up a little bit, a little sun, and there's been some sun on the field the last 2 hours while we've been here in Kennesaw. They do got a good, solid field, but Coach Schnitzler was telling us last week when they played Exeter Milligan, it was affected a little bit, not enough. And he says if it rains all day today, we're going to be in a little bit of trouble. But being out on the field, talking with the coaches before the ball game, not going to be a problem. It'd be slick if you were just wearing regular shoes, but with the cleats out there, they're going to be just fine. Now, maybe when the sun goes down and with our cooler temperatures, you'll see a little dew. Maybe the ball's going to get a little wet because of that here tonight. But the field conditions are pretty decent. And our field conditions brought to you by your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. See Craig Weeches, science with service, delivering success. And, of course, here the East-West field at Kennesaw, a little bit later start time. I talked to Coach Schnitzler. Used to be all the times were 7:30. A majority now, everybody kicks off at 7. But some schools say, hey, early in the season, we'll push it back a little bit. And he says, especially with that East-West field here, and usually it's so hot, but with the East-West, the way the sun shines, he says, if it gives us or the opposing team an extra half hour, it's not right in your eyes. But it will be a little bit here in the first quarter of tonight's football game. Field conditions brought to you by Pioneer sales professional Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. See Craig Weeches, science with service, delivering success. High school football action tonight. We're back into volleyball on Tuesday with a Fort Kearney Conference Triangular over at Axtell with Axtell, Overton, and SEM. That'll get underway at 5 o'clock on Tuesday. Of course, don't forget Nebraska McNeese State tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., pregame 6 a.m., so if you're driving down, catch it all on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, Hastings College opens tomorrow night at Kansas Wesleyan. Our injury report is brought to you by Family Physical Therapy, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Opening games, so Lawrence Nelson is clean, but there are some guys out, some of them are youngsters, but a couple of juniors in Tyler Summers and Carson Woodman. Woodman got the concussion last week, so he is going to be out tonight, and that shifted Jake Brunk from end to guard, and it slid Red Johnson over to the center position, so that's the most significant injury. Summers is also out. They've also had freshman Stephen Duffy had a muscle tear from his leg, and Jacob Weiler, a freshman, hurt his ankle, and he's out for about a month, so there are about four or five kids on the sidelines tonight for Kennesaw. And that's your injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. We're about ready for Friday night football as Kennesaw hosts Lawrence Nelson on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Kennesaw, Lawrence. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
No! Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time. Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I want to thank our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, also Barrett Lawson, back at the studio for their assistance, and they'll be bringing you tonight's CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show here on Classic Hits and 1230 AM KHAS when tonight's football action does get done. Glad you're along with us, and as always, online, PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can listen to the game live for free. The game will be up on podcast shortly after tonight's conclusion. You can listen and download that for free. We'll also have photos on PlatteRiverPreps.com later on this weekend that you can look at, download for free. So we're glad you're along with us here on Classic Hits. Lawrence Nelson will boot it away. They are going from west to east, east to west for Kennesaw. And back deep, no surprise, the Schnitzler boys, Preston and Austin. And we're ready to go on the tee. It's Dylan Menke, boots it away. It's a very short kick. Bounces at the 15, and it goes out of bounds on the Lawrence Nelson sideline. Let's see what Kennesaw likes to do. You see a kick like that, most likely I'd make him kick it again. If you can't kick it into the end zone, that means your special teams are a little bit of a problem. But a big boy like Dylan Menke may have just been jacked up here to start the season and caught it on the side of the ball, because this is a young man that can boot it. But it looks like Kennesaw has said, nope, we'll just take the ball and start our offense at the 25-yard line. So eight-man football here tonight on Classic Hits. And don't forget, we will be updating scores throughout the night, brought to you by Valentino's. So here we go, the opening play of this football game out of an I formation here for Kennesaw. Preston Schnitzler is the quarterback. He'll take the snap, hand it to his brother Austin off the right side. Big hole, might take it all the way on the first play. 40, 30, too much speed. The first play is a 65-yard touchdown for Kennesaw. Austin Schnitzler, simple stretch play to the right side, and when he got the corner, there was nobody left. They packed the box, anticipating something right off center, and what a start to the ball game. Last week, Kennesaw drove it all the way down to the two, had a holding penalty and couldn't get in. Then a couple of turnovers and things went awry. But a great start here for the Blue Devils. The first play of the game, can't do any better than that for Schnitzler. Now they'll line up to kick the extra point with Preston. Snap good to Harpham. The kick is away, and it is up, and it is good. So Kennesaw, who over the years has rarely had a consistent kicker, is able to knock this PAT through. We're 9 seconds into the game. It is Kennesaw 7, Lawrence Nelson nothing here on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Golden Harvest Brand offers some of the highest-yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in this area, and they're protected by some of the most advanced trait technology in the industry. Take G11U58, for example, which has superb drought tolerance and Earflex, available in AgriSure Viptera or Easy Refuge, or 28U7 soybeans, which have outstanding yield performance across many environments. Talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Brent and Sarah wish all of our athletes good luck. Always read and follow label instructions before buying or using Syngenta products.
Back in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth, the boot is away, and it'll be fielded by Menke. Bobbles it at the 3, but secures it. 5, 10 up the middle, runs over his own man at the 15, and kind of his own man made the tackle there as he pushed him into the middle of the pile, and he'll be brought down about the 18-yard line. Zach Hufker is in there. So Huffaker will get credit for the tackle, and Lawrence Nelson will get their first possession. Got to catch their breath right now, not what they expected. They're down after just one offensive play. And coming up over the football will be Dakota Thayer, the big senior center. Quarterback is Colton Biltoff, sophomore, getting his first start. Wing left, toss sweep. They'll give it to Biltoff, looking for some running room. He's hit in the backfield, and he'll be dropped. The tackle is made by Zach Edwards, but he wasn't the first one that made the contact. Schnitzler got in there quickly and wrecked the play. The ball will be back to about the 16-yard line. It's going to be a loss of two on the play. It'll be second down and 12. So the first two plays not going the way that Lawrence Nelson had hoped, but again, so much when you've played a game and when you haven't played a game. Lawrence Nelson needs to survive now this first quarter. I formation. It's going to be a read option. They'll give it to the fullback. Right up the middle he goes. 20, 30, first down. Race to the end zone. Wyatt Thayer is going to be brought down in Kennesaw territory inside the 30-yard line. They're going to mark him right at the 25. Fullback dive, and Thayer takes it right up the middle. Schnitzler is able to track him down. It's going to be a gain of 39 on the play and a big first down here for Lawrence Nelson. Ball right in the middle of the football field. We're only 55 seconds into the game, and it is 7-0 in favor of Kennesaw. So this time they'll put Mankey as the lone setback. They'll put Thayer in a wingback position behind the right end. And they'll run the ball that way. Mankey starts that way, now has to cut back, find some running room up the middle, gets inside the 20, keeps the legs churning, and then he's gang-tackled at about the 17, 18-yard line. So good, strong run there by Dylan Mankey, one of the best in Raider history. And it'll be second down. We'll call it three after a gain of seven. So Lawrence Nelson into that huddle, trying to get some sideline chat here. They wanted to get somebody over there to talk and give the play to, and about three players ran over there. Thayer gets the play back into the huddle, and here comes Lawrence Nelson, down 7-0, but on their first offensive possession. Second and three, ball at the 18-yard line. They'll turn, they'll hand it to the fullback Thayer again, but nobody's fooled. He got to the line of scrimmage, maybe one. Off the bottom of the tile is Red Johnson. We'll call it third down and two. Gain of one there. It's about a yard and a half to go in between one and two for the first down. So Lawrence Nelson grinding it out. Thayer got 39 the first time he carried it. 1.5 the next time. 4-3 look here. Real no true safety. They're really lined up to play the run here. Everybody basically in the box defensively. Turn, give it to Mankey off the right side. He's going to be right at the first down marker and should have it as he's laying on the 15-yard line. That should be good enough to move the chains here for Lawrence Nelson. Well, let's see. Now they, and okay, they will say first down. They actually put the ball a little bit behind between the 15 and the 16. And we've noticed that last week. We noticed it today. They're not bringing the chains out near as much as they had in recent years because that was very close. But all it had to be doing was touching the 15-yard line. So first down and 10 at the Kennesaw 15. Again, the lone setback. Biltoff takes the snap, fakes it inside trap play. They'll give it to Thayer, and he is dropped behind the line of scrimmage. In on the tackle, Zach Edwards. He's an All-State prospect, and he'll make the tackle behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of one, and it'll be second down and 11. You know that Coach Blevins doesn't want to ask a whole lot of his sophomore quarterback on the opening drive of the season to throw the ball, and Kennesaw is daring them to throw the ball here. Lawrence Nelson has always had some pretty good ends, and Jimmy Mazur would be one of those, and you've got Miller on the other end. This time the slot is off to the left side, and here is the play-action pass, throwing it over the middle. The ball is incomplete. Oh, and a flag comes down. It was just a little too high there for Brendan Miller. It was only about a 6-yard pass, and there was some very minor contact, but you know that's probably what the call is going to be, unless they saw holding. And let's see what the referee says. Yes, pass interference on Kennesaw, and that'll be an automatic first down, half the distance to the goal. They'll march it from the 16 to the 8-yard line, and it'll be first down and goal. First penalty of the baseball, or the baseball, of the football game here tonight. First down and goal between the 7 and the 8-yard line here. 7-0 Kennesaw, 8:49 to go. Kennesaw scored on the first play from scrimmage, a 65-yard Austin Schnitzler run. This drive started at about the 17-yard line, and they have brought it all the way down to the 8. I formation here, Biltoff and a penalty flag. before the play can get developed. So somebody's going 5 yards one way. And it looks like Lawrence Nelson with their first penalty of the football game. Equipment violation. Somebody didn't have the chin strap buckled up there. So a 5 yard penalty will make it second and goal from about the 12 yard line. Really, they only marched off about 4 yards there, so it'll be first and goal. Mark it back behind the 10 to about the 12. Back to the I formation. Second and goal, or first and goal, excuse me, from the 12. And the quarterback keeper tries naked bootleg left side, and no chance. He had nowhere to go. Austin Schnitzler sniffed it out, and Wyatt Woodman finished it off. Austin Schnitzler's been all over the place here in the first 2.5, 3 minutes of this football game. And they're going to lose a couple of yards on the play. It'll make it second and goal, back it up to about the 13-yard line between the 13 and 14. Lawrence Nelson trying to find a way to pound that into the end zone. Kind of resembles what Kennesaw did last week with Exeter Milligan on their first drive. Now they're going to go spread for the first time. Shotgun formation, 3 wideouts. Built off on second and goal. It's a quarterback keeper right up the middle and nowhere to go. Zach Edwards just throws off the center and drops Built off down. He might have got a yard on the play, but it's third and goal from the 12. Great job so far here by the Kennesaw defense. Got burned on the one play, the fullback trap that went for 39 yards. They were really concerned about Mankey. So third and goal, and they'll split the ends out here. Brandon Miller to the left. Mazur to the right. Of course, that's going to be maybe Thayer out to the right. And back to pass. Third and goal. Quarterback slips, keeps his footing. Now throws it over the middle and incomplete. He was trying to get it to Brennan Miller, covered by Isaiah McChesney. And it'll be fourth down and goal, the first pass attempt of our football game. And, of course, in this territory, an 8-man football, it looks like no field goal attempt. We mentioned the field might have a little slickness, and Biltoff there, when he took that snap and started to roll, he about had his foot go out from under him. Now it's an empty backfield with 4 wideouts and the 3 offensive linemen, 4th and goal. They want a shovel pass. It is complete from left to right, but it's not going to go anywhere. Schnitzler in on the tackle. That time it's Preston as they threw it into the hands of Dylan Menke, and also in there was Jake Brunk. So a very short completion there on a shovel pass. As they went from the left slot, brought him in behind the offensive line after the snap. And the shovel pass goes to about the 11-yard line. So officially it's a gain of 2. But it gives them up on downs, and Kennesaw takes over. First down and 10 at their own 11-yard line. Their second offensive play out of the I formation, already up 7-0. And quarterback Preston Schnitzler is going to keep it around the left side. Runs behind his man, breaks a tackle, 20, down the sideline, 25, stiff arm, 30. He's still in bounds, 40, 30, foot race, 2 plays, 2 touchdowns, Kennesaw. Austin and Preston are each in the end zone, and you can chalk that one up for 69 yards. He was hit at the line of scrimmage, not wrapped up, kept the legs churning. The first 10 yards were pretty tough. It looked like they were going to shove him out of bounds on the Kennesaw sideline, but he's able to tightrope it, and once he got to midfield, he just outran the defensive backs, and it is 13-0 with 7:07 to go here in the first quarter. Now the PAT, snap good, kick by Schnitzler. Austin drills it right through, and you don't see that very often. 2 plays, 2 touchdowns for Kennesaw. 7:07 to go in the first quarter. Kennesaw 14 and Lawrence Nelson nothing. We'll be back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. It's already 14-0 Kennesaw. High, deep kick. They'll let it go and into the end zone. And all the momentum right now for Kennesaw. And why should it be? They've run two offensive plays. And they have two touchdowns with 134 yards of total offense. Austin goes 65 yards. Preston goes 69 yards. Lawrence Nelson marched the ball the first time from their own 17-yard line. Got it down to the Kennesaw 8, but couldn't get it in. Now they'll have their second possession. Line up in the I formation. Sophomore quarterback Colton Biltoff turns, hands it to Mankey off the right side, and he is hit and brought down at the line of scrimmage. And in on the tackle is going to be Preston Schnitzler and Grunk. And here's the deal right now. What you're seeing is a little bit younger, maybe not quite as aggressive offensive line right now for Lawrence Nelson, and they are being swarmed over. And they need to survive this first quarter, and they're pretty close to letting it get away from them. 6.5 to go in the first. It's already 14-0. Kennesaw, Biltoff, pitch sweep, trying to get it outside. Mankey, and getting him from behind is going to be Austin Schnitzler. I mean, Kennesaw's coming through there like there is nobody in the way. They are filling the gaps. They are speedy, and it's going to be a loss of 2 or 3 on the play. And it'll be third down and 13. Mankey, 6 carries, 2 yards. Only one significant offensive play so far here in the first quarter for Lawrence Nelson. This is not what Coach Brian Blevins and his staff wanted to see here on opening night. They'll line up in the I formation again. No wideouts on third and 13. Biltoff going to drop back to pass, look for the screen, now throws it deep and overthrows his intended receiver, Brennan Miller. He went deep in the pattern for a first down if he would have been able to haul that one in, but McChesney was right on him, and it would have been a heck of a catch. It was a little over his head, and fourth down. And a punting situation here for Lawrence Nelson. Don't forget the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show when we wrap things up tonight back at the Classic Hits Studios. And if you have a score you'd like to pass along to us, we'd love you to text it, 646-0506. And now as we get ready for the punt, it sails over the punter's head and out of bounds. And a safety for Kennesaw. And they are up 16-0 and will now receive a free kick. 5:48 to go in the first quarter. Just over halfway. And it is 16-0, and definitely did not see this one coming. Kennesaw, all their yards last week were on the ground rushing. They tried to pass the ball a little bit, had 0 passing yards last week, and so far they have kept it on the ground. And if they build a lead, might go ahead and work on that just a little bit. But last week, both of the Schnitzler boys, Harpum was the quarterback last week, and both of them ran for over 100 yards. Austin, 166 on 18 carries. Preston, 145 on 23 carries. And, of course, their motor is going. Preston was out all of last year because of injury. Austin got knocked out in the third game of the year with Giltner, and so they are really eager to get things going again. And after that first game last week, they always say that's where the most improvement comes. And so far, we are seeing that for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. 16-0. We'll line up for the free kick here. Lawrence Nelson gets the option to punt it, or they can kick it off the tee. And usually at the high school level, it's almost always off the tee. And it looks like that is, well, let's see. Maybe they are going to punt the ball here from the 15-yard line. And holding it is Jimmy Mazur for the free kick. And the Schnitzlers will stand at about their own 25-yard line. Kick is a beautiful high punt, and it's taken at the 26-yard line by Austin Schnitzler up the left side, 30, 35, 40, and just into Lawrence Nelson territory. A tackle will be made. That's the first tackle Lawrence Nelson has made tonight, because the first time the kickoff went out of bounds, so they didn't have to make a tackle. The second time they took over on downs, and that's the first tackle for Lawrence Nelson. 5:42 to go first quarter, 16-0 in favor of the Kennesaw Blue Devils, who will start at the 38-yard line of Lawrence Nelson. And right now, Lawrence Nelson's got to find a way to make that tackle. One off right, one off left, I formation. They'll give it to Austin off the left side. Finds the hole, and he is gone. Craig Schnitzler told us in the pregame that they had trouble tackling last week. Lawrence Nelson hasn't been able to put cloth on cloth yet, and it's a 38-yard touchdown run for Austin Schnitzler. Two carries for Austin and two touchdowns. And a extra point attempt coming up. And you kind of feel bad for Lawrence Nelson right now. This is going to be reportedly a really good football team, and not so far. The snap on the extra point is low. It's picked up by Schnitzler. He's trying to run it in, and he gets in. So even when Kennesaw makes a mistake, it turns into a bonus point. As it bounced to the holder, Harpum, he had no chance, and the kicker, Austin Schnitzler, scooped it up, ran to the right pylon, and the two-point conversion is good. 5:35 to go in the first quarter. Kennesaw 24 and Lawrence Nelson nothing. We'll be right back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Kick is away, and Mankey is going to take it at the 10, right up the middle, 15, 20, tripped up there at the 23-yard line, and that's where Lawrence Nelson will start. Let's take a look at some early scores brought to you by Valentino's. We deliver the score. Valentino's of Kearney delivers to your door in the second quarter. It is Lincoln Southwest leading Kearney 14-7. North Platte leads Lincoln High 14-10. In B, McCook leads Northwest 14-0. York over Waverly 21-3 in the second quarter. Adams Central and Sydney scoreless in the first. And before we can get a snap away, penalty flags fly here. So a lot of mistakes for Lawrence Nelson here in the opening quarter of the season. And this one, well, they started to signal offsides. Now they're chatting again. So we'll see what the white hat decides. And now they're going to say, just pick it up. So maybe it's the first game for the officials. Maybe there was a mistake out there. So we'll just go after it again. Some other scores that we want to bring along to you. Let's get into C1 action. Grand Island Central Catholic leads Milford Dorchester 10-0 in the second quarter. Ord over Central City 7-0 in the second quarter of play. St. Paul has scored early on Broken Bow 6-0 in the first. And Kearney Catholic and Ogallala just underway in the second quarter. They are scoreless. Here it is, a big, big start for Kennesaw, 24-0 in the first quarter. Lawrence Nelson's going to spread it out here. Three wide out of the shotgun. Biltoff runs option with Mankey. Mankey's actually ahead of him, so he tosses it to him. That'll be a pass play up to the 29-yard line. So he's going to get about 5 yards as Biltoff couldn't get up the field to pitch the ball back. So a 5-yard pass play. He's 2 of 4 for 7 yards. And that is the second biggest offensive play here of the first quarter for Lawrence Nelson. As always, want to say a big thank you to all the folks here in Kennesaw. Coach Schnitzler is also the AD. To the many fine folks who sponsor the broadcast as well. We'll see Kennesaw playing Overton next week. Here is the handoff, Mankey. He tries the left side. He'll be drugged down from behind by Wyatt Woodman. Got back to the line of scrimmage and nowhere to go. It'll be third down and 5. They may have graciously given him 1 yard, so we'll say it's third down and four. Some other scores, Hastings, St. Cecilia in a top 10 battle is out at Hershey, and they are dominating. St. Cecilia 28, Hershey nothing in the second quarter. North Platte St. Pat's leads Wood River 35-0 in the second quarter. Gibbon all the way out at Bayard is up 13-6 in the second quarter of play. And it's Blue Hill leading Bruning Davenport Shickley 15-8 second quarter. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And a timeout on the field brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. It's third and four for Lawrence Nelson at their own 30. Kennesaw leads at 24-0 with 4:48 to go. We'll be right back.
Berg Insurance in Kennesaw has your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Berg Insurance Company in Kennesaw. They've been protecting this area for over 50 years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance in Kennesaw. Relax, we've got you covered.
Doug Duda, our producer, engineer, Stacy Johns, here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Third and four, Lawrence Nelson at their own 30. Line up with a double tight eye formation. Biltoff calls the cadence. Drops back to pass. Seven-step drop, trying to set up a screen, and the underneath pass is deflected away. Trying to get it to Wyatt Thayer, and it's knocked away by Preston Schnitzler. And that'll bring up fourth down and four here for Lawrence Nelson. A punting situation. And back to punt it away is Jimmy Mazur. He had to punt it on the free kick. Hit a nice high long punt. A different situation here, and both the Schnitzlers are back. They have been hard to tackle tonight. Snap back. The kick is away. Good long end-over-end kick taken at the 22-yard line. 25, spin tackle, and then horse collar down by Mankey at the 27-yard line. From the not a true horse collar, I should say, from the shoulder pads. Back in the day, you could say horse collar with the high tackle, and it wouldn't be a problem. But a nice punt that time. Goes from the 30-yard line, knocked it down to the 22. So about a 28-yard punt and a return of about 5 yards up to the 27-yard line. And again, can Lawrence Nelson get a tackle here? Only three offensive plays have been run by Kennesaw, and they have all been touchdowns. Now they're going to go out of a pistol formation with Preston Schnitzler taking the snap, quarterback keeper off the left side, and he is going to be tackled as he comes across the 30 out to about the 33-yard line. Going to pick up at least five on the play, but I think Kennesaw even tried something a little more conservative on that one. And again, that's the second tackle of the night for Lawrence Nelson, and maybe they can shake some of those early demons off and get going here, play like we know that the Raiders can. Second down, 5 yards to go at their own 33-yard line. Back to the I formation. Preston fumbled a football and has to just fall on it. He's going to lose a yard on the play, and that'll bring up third down and five and a half here. But that hasn't been a problem. First third down attempt now for Kennesaw. Harpin will run in. McChesney will check out. And this might be a place where they do try to toss the football, looking for their first passing yardage of the season. Third down and five. They'll run it again, get it to Austin around the left side, has some blocks, 35-40, has the first down, and he's thrown out of bounds in Lawrence Nelson territory at the 38-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 9, 3 carries, 112 yards, 2 touchdowns for Austin Schnitzler. Anything to keep the chains rolling. Some more scores here for you. Games of note, Axtell leads Dundee County Stratton 21-6. And that game is in the second quarter in D1. In D2, Stapleton and Anselmo Myrna 6-6 in the second quarter. I know there's a lot of area games going on. Love to hear from you on the text line, 646-0506. Out of the shotgun, quarterback Drowen coming through on the blitz. Wyatt there. Drops Schnitzler behind the line. The first negative play of the night here for Kennesaw. It's going to be a loss of three for Preston. He never had a chance on that one. Thayer took a chance, got right through there, and drops him back into Kennesaw territory at the 39-yard line. Second down and 13. 24-0 Blue Devils. 2:50 to go, and the clock running here in the first quarter over Lawrence Nelson. Second game of the year for Kennesaw, first for Lawrence Nelson. 3-3 defensive look for Lawrence Nelson. Headed off the left side, big hole. Schnitzler switches arms, gets across the 35, and dives inside to the 33-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 8 and bring up third down. They'll call it about 6 yards to go after losing yardage on first down. McChesney will run in the play here. We have not seen a pass attempt for Kennesaw. No need to, the way they've been moving the ball on the ground. Need to get to about the 28, 27-and-a-half-yard line. Line up in the I formation. Preston Schnitzler takes the snap, fakes it to Austin. Quarterback keeper around the left end to the 30, stays in bounds, has the first down 25, and they'll call him down at about the 23-yard line. A gain of 11 for Preston. And another first down here, the fifth of the first quarter for Kennesaw. And the chains move. They'll mark him down at that 23. Kennesaw trying to even their record at 1-1 on the season, off to a good start tonight. As we said, at Overton, three extremely tough teams to start the season. They're back here for Alma. Thing with Kennesaw is three of the first four games this year are at home, and three of the last four are on the road, including a strange one at Parkview Christian. First and 10. They'll give it to the fullback, McChesney, this time, and he is wrapped up in the middle of the line. He is going to fight for 2, maybe even 3 yards on the play. In there is Dakota Thayer. Also off the bottom of the pile was Matt Bisher. We'll give McChesney 2 on the play. Isaiah was called into duty last year to do a variety of things when this Kennesaw team was so beat up towards the end of the year. We'll call it second down and 8 yards to go. 1:15 to go, first quarter. Option, right side. Schnitzler breaks a tackle. 15, 10, 5. Mankey brings him down, but not until he's into the end zone. Fake the belly dive to his fullback, McChesney, and takes it around the right side for a 23-yard touchdown, 21-yard touchdown run, and it's 30-0 Kennesaw. And now Preston has 2 touchdowns. He has 103 yards. Brother Austin, 120. And that is the 4th touchdown here of this first quarter. They'll line up for the extra point. Austin, a straight-on kicker. Harpham sets it down. The boot is away. Has plenty on it, but that one sailed wide to the right. So the kick is no good. With 1:05 to go in the first quarter, it's all Kennesaw. Blue Devils 30. Lawrence Nelson nothing on Classic Hits.
I had never even owned a furnace or an air conditioner before, so it was brand new to me, and they trained me, not just by sending me out with them, but also I have those resources to talk to people. I like to think that when I show up to a house, it's not just me with my 5 years of experience showing up there, but it's all the years of experience of all the Texas Anderson brothers showing up at that house as resources that I can use. Without the training from Anderson brothers, I would not be able to do the work that I do today.
Regardless of age or experience, start a new career with a call to Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you, week 2 of the high school football season. The kick is away by Austin Schnitzler. Returnable at the 10. Lawrence Nelson brings it up the middle, 15, 20, and then stood up at the 24-yard line is going to be Wyatt Thayer, and bent over backwards. The tackle is made once again by Zach Huffaker. He made the tackle earlier on special teams. Mark it right on the 25, first and 10 here for the Raiders. And they have just not been able to stop Kennesaw, let alone worry about what they're doing on offense. Their opening possession, they did move it from their 17 all the way to the Kennesaw 8, but had to give it up on downs. They will put in the wing to the right side, Wyatt Thayer. Mankey will take the toss, sweep right side, and there is nowhere to go. Mankey takes the pitch. And everybody is back there, dropping back at the 20-yard line. Harpum is in there. Also in there, Jake Brunk and Schnitzler. And they'll say a 3-yard loss, and Mankey now has 0 yards rushing unofficially on 8 carries. His biggest gain, a 7-yarder in this quarter. And there'll probably be time for one more play here on the ground for Lawrence Nelson as we go inside 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Second down, 13 for the Raiders. They'll go twins to the left side here. Looks like man coverage for the defense. And they'll toss it on a run sweep that way. Mankey trying to get the corner and gets back to the line of scrimmage. Be brought down at the 25-yard line, maybe stretch it to the 26. Woodman is in on the tackle. It'll bring up third down and 9. And that will be the final play of the first quarter. And it was just a decisive, dominating first quarter for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Kennesaw ran the first 3 offensive plays, all for touchdowns, 65, 69. And then the third touchdown run went from 38 yards. And they have built themselves a 30-0 surprising lead over Lawrence Nelson after one quarter of play. We'll head to the second quarter here from Kennesaw after this on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Kennesaw, and Nelson.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And to start the second quarter, it is 3rd and 9 for Lawrence Nelson out of the shotgun. Biltoff tries to go deep slant. He sure loves trying to get it to Brennan Miller, who is his tallest hand. But, again, it sails over his head and out of bounds. So, unofficially for Lawrence Nelson in the first quarter of play, I had him for 44 yards rushing and 7 yards passing. 39 of those came on one run from Wyatt Thayer. They had one penalty for 5 yards. And 3 first downs to all on the opening drive. 223 yards rushing for Austin and Preston Schnitzler and 4 touchdowns. Ready to punt it away. From the 26, a low-line drive taken on the run and then fumbled. Schnitzler picks it up, though, and he'll be dropped at the 28-yard line. Preston fumbled it. Austin was able to jump on top of it. A 26-yard punt that time and maybe even lost a yard on the return as Preston had to come up running strong to get the short punt, and once he grabbed it, he was hit immediately. Not hard, but he hadn't corralled the football yet. So the first play of the second quarter now for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. 5 first downs in the first quarter. Austin Schnitzler, 4 carries, 120 yards, 2 touchdowns. Preston Schnitzler, 5 carries, 103 yards, and 1 touchdown, 1 penalty for 8 yards. Preston, the starting quarterback tonight. He was in the backfield last week, and he'll come under center. Turn, hand it to Austin off the left side, finds a hole. No, excuse me, that is going to be McChesney. They're going to give Austin a little bit of a break, but there's a penalty flag, and it's a hold. So that goes back from the line of scrimmage. It'll be set first down and 20. Move it back to about the 17-yard line. Just the second penalty of the ball game here for Kennesaw. Some other score updates for you here. Second quarter, Lincoln Southwest 14 and Kearney 13. Halftime, North Platte leads Lincoln High 14-10. McCook now leads Northwest 14-0 in the second quarter in Class B. Sydney and Adams Central are underway scoreless in the first quarter of play. Spread formation now.
Twins to the right side. It's a quarterback draw for Preston Schnitzler. Brings it off the left side. Breaks a tackle into the secondary. Kind of runs into his own man, Harpum, who was trying to lay the block, and it sent him backwards, but he picked up all of the penalty yardage. So a 10-yard gain, and it'll bring up second down and 10. So couldn't ask for a whole lot more than that. That is a great play on second down and 10 to get him back to the original line of scrimmage. And now Austin Schnitzler will check himself into the ball game, checking the Valentino's scoreline again. Kearney Catholic now 10-0 over Ogallala, a field goal followed by a touchdown in the second quarter. Second and 10 out of the I formation. McChesney, the fullback, toss sweep Schnitzler, starts right, keeps it up on that hash across the 30-yard line. A late penalty flag comes flying in there on the tackle as he's brought down at the 33. Going to be a gain of about 4. And let's see what the penalty flag is, maybe 5. And it's going to be a hold on the offense. The hold was all the way at the end of the play. And so once they take this 10 yards back, it'll be second down at about 13. The penalty flag actually beyond where the tackle was made, and you never see that. But that is the case here. And two holds on this series. We will credit Austin Schnitzler with a gain of 6, and it'll be second down and 14 here. Ball marked just inside the 25-yard line at about the 23 with 10.5 to go here in the first half. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, first half stats. Look at all the scores from around the area. Preview of the weekend. Twins to the right side now for Preston Schnitzler out of the shotgun. This time he'll give it to his lone running back, McChesney, who's drugged down at the 30-yard line. In on the tackle for Lawrence Nelson is Gavin Bushcutter, it looks like. And he will make the tackle. A gain on the play of about 3rd and 8, 6 yards for McChesney. 2 carries, 8 yards for Isaiah. And the second third down of the night here for Kennesaw. So Lawrence Nelson has started to slow him down a little bit. Go with a 3-3 defensive look. 2 safeties here on 3rd down and 8. Preston Schnitzler is going to go with the naked bootleg left side. Slips a tackle. Has the first down. 40, 35, 30. Foot race down the far sideline. 20, 10. Touchdown. Preston Schnitzler. Chalk that one up from 49 yards away. Preston Schnitzler now has 162 yards and 3 touchdowns. And anytime they're getting to the outside, they're just able to take it right down the sideline and into the end zone. And what that tells you is, unless something changes here, we'll have that continuous running clock in the second half as we've reached the 35-point rule and never expected to see that here tonight. Austin Schnitzler to attempt the extra point. The placement down, the kick is away, and this one is just inside the right upright and good. 9:33 to go in the first half. It's Kennesaw 37. Lawrence Nelson nothing on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Hut, hut, hut! He's at the 30, 20, 10, touchdown. The home team wins.
When you're looking for someone to throw you a winning touchdown, contact your hometown team, the Kroll Agency for Protection, written through IMT or Wadena Insurance. They'll help you customize an insurance plan for you. Call the Kroll Agency in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland. The IMT Group and you, a team that can't be beat.
Again, a reminder that if you are at a football game around the area, we'd love to have your score so that we can let everybody else know what it is. All you have to do is call or text. I know texting's easier. 646-0506, 308-646-0506. Austin Schnitzler to kick it away. A deep kick goes sailing into the end zone. And a touchback here. Lawrence Nelson will start at their 15-yard line. 37-0. Kennesaw looking like a totally different team than what we saw last week with Exeter Milligan. And they have taken the air totally away here from Lawrence Nelson. There's so much season left that Coach Blevins has got to find a way to just say, calm down, let's play football, see what happens. We have got a long year ahead of us, and we've got some talent, but they have not been able to unleash Menke so far tonight. Back to pass, Biltoff, he's got a man deep in the pattern, and he's going to be incomplete off the fingertips of Jimmy Mazur. He was behind everybody at the 32-yard line and could not make the catch. And so now, not Biltoff's fault that time. He's 2 of 7 through the air, just 7 yards. Actually, one of those was a forward pitch to Menke for a 5-yarder. Nothing really down the field out of the passing formation. Brings up a second down and 10 at the 15-yard line. Menke is the eye back, and Thayer is the fullback. They'll give it to Menke off the right side and gets to the line of scrimmage, stood up and gang tackled there. There's a whole host of Kennesaw Blue Devils, including Daniel Duffy. There's usually a Schnitzler on the bottom of every one of these piles, and Red Johnson in there as well. And it's going to be no gain on the play for Menke on his first game of his senior season. Needs that one score to become the school's all-time leading scorer, and they have not been able to get to the end zone so far here in the first half. Again, the opening series marched it from their 17 down to the 8, but couldn't get into the end zone, had a penalty, and could not convert. Third and 10. Spread it out now. Trips to the left side, including Menke in the slot left. Out of the shotgun, single to the right, and we're going to get a delay. Lawrence Nelson was trying to get a timeout called over there. And did they get a timeout? Let's see. They may have got the timeout called. Nope, they're going to say delay a game, so Coach Blevins will run his kids over. And it's going to be third down and 15. Just the second penalty of the ball game on Lawrence Nelson. One a delay, one an equipment infraction. That's usually somebody didn't have their chin strap buckled up as they came to the line of scrimmage. So third and 15 at their own 10-yard line. Split out wide to the left is Brennan Miller. Also over there will be Wyatt Thayer and Dylan Menke. And now a timeout will be called by Lawrence Nelson. So the Raiders call the timeout with 8:36 to go here in the first half. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It's 37-0 Kennesaw. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
On third and 15, out of the shotgun for Lawrence Nelson. Biltoff goes to his single receiver, loves Brennan Miller, but again, just over his outstretched hands at the 30-yard line, and that'll bring up fourth down and 15 to go. So Lawrence Nelson ready to punt it away. Two punts, average 27 on these two punts. Schnitzlers will stand back at the midfield stripe, and it'll be Jimmy Mazur standing on his goal line to punt it away. See if they bring a rush. No, they're going to set up the return. Kick is away. Beautiful, high, sailing punt. Fielded all the way back at the 34-yard line by Schnitzler. Austin now brings it to the right, 35-40, and he's on the loose, 35-30. There's a penalty flag down, 25. There's a face mask, 15-10. Schnitzler's going to return the punt for a touchdown, 46 yards, but there are multiple penalty flags on the field. I believe the flag on the Kennesaw sideline is a face mask, but I think you're going to have an illegal block over around the Lawrence Nelson sideline. There are at least three flags out here on the field from our five-man crew. And they are talking to the captain for Lawrence Nelson to see what they want to do. No preliminary indication. 8-10 to go first half. 37-0 Kennesaw. They scored on their first three offensive plays. Holding on Kennesaw has been indicated. And then a block in the back on Kennesaw.
First one is a hold against the Blue Devils.
So they will take the one that helps them out yardage-wise a little bit more. A 38-yard punt that time, which was returned for a touchdown, but the ball will actually mark at the Kennesaw 37-yard line. So the punt return, touchdown negated by penalty for a hold. That's the third hold of this quarter. Four penalties for 38 yards against Kennesaw. 8-10 to go here in the first half, and they lead it 37-0. As they cruise along. First down, and Schnitzler checks the play. Comes back behind center. He's going to be in a shotgun. Preston is with Austin, the lone man behind him. And now a whistle, and Preston Schnitzler talking to the referee. And they're going to bring in a different football. Of course, in this day and age, Lawrence Nelson might want to play with one particular brand or type of football, and Kennesaw wants to play with a different brand or type of football, so they just forgot to switch them out there after the punt, and we're ready to go again as they line it back up. Got a wing back, slot right, out of that pistol formation. Preston takes it, hands it to Austin off the right side, and he is stacked up. He may not have even got back to the line of scrimmage. Good job there by the Raiders of Lawrence Nelson. First man to get in there on him is going to be Wyatt Thayer. They'll give him the line of scrimmage. And it'll be second down and 10. Ball at the 36. Score update. They are at half in Kearney. Lincoln Southwest leading Kearney 14-13. Kearney Catholic is up 10-0 late in the second quarter at Ogallala. Adams Central trailing Sydney 16-0 in the first quarter of play, and they're just getting underway. First quarter, Scott's Bluff and Hastings. Here's a handoff to Austin Schnitzler. Tries the left side, breaks a tackle, drags a man into Lawrence Nelson territory at the 37-yard line. A gain of 7 for Austin. 133 now for him here in the first half of play. And again, all the yardage tonight and last week has been on the ground. Kennesaw has yet to even attempt the pass play here in this ball game. Running the play in will be Keenan Harpham as they face third down, and we'll call it about 4, and Kennesaw, some confusion, has to call a timeout. So timeout on the field brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 37-0, Kennesaw dominating Lawrence Nelson. 6:55 to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Coming up at half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right now, the Valentino's scoreboard. We deliver the scores. Valentino of Kearney delivers to your door. We took a look at halftime. We told you Kearney is trailing Lincoln Southwest 14-13. North Platte leads Lincoln High 14-10. Norfolk leads Columbus 21-7. In Class B, McCook leads Northwest 14-0 in the second. Sydney leads Adams Central 16-0 in the first. Aurora has scored to take a 6-0 lead at Alliance. We'll get into Class C here in just a moment. Third and 4, though, right now for Kennesaw at the Lawrence Nelson 37-yard line out of the pistol. Preston will take it, keeps it himself. He's hit in the backfield, spins, will be dropped short of the first down. Thayer is in there on the tackle again. Also in there is Bryce Bisher. And it'll be fourth down, someplace that Kennesaw has not trudged into yet tonight. Call it fourth down. And about 2.5 yards to go. We'll give Preston a gain of 1 on the play. He's got 163 yards and 3 touchdowns here in the first half. Kennesaw, who hasn't been stopped yet tonight, knows that. So they're going to come up and go for it here. Dylan Sugar on the left end. Twins coming out to the right side out of the pistol. And Schnitzler will take it. Quarterback keeper off the left side. And he looks for a whole second effort. And it looks like just enough for the first down. The ball came out. The ball came out, but no indication of a change of possession. Coming off the bottom of the pile with it there was Lawrence Nelson. And the officials now trying to decide what's going on. Mankey might have been the one that punched it loose. As Preston Schnitzler knew that he had to go second effort to stretch it for the first down. And the officials eyeing it and now talking to the Kennesaw team. That's unusual. And let's see what the white hat tells us here. Official says they're going to replay fourth down because of an inadvertent whistle. Evidently, somebody thought that the play was dead, and then maybe the ball popped out. So they're going to have to replay fourth down. They'll put the ball at the 4th and 3 at the 37 of Lawrence Nelson. Need to get clearly to the 34-yard line. Preston, the quarterback, I formation this time. Preston takes it. Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, a lot of room around the left side, penalty flags all over the place. He's got the 30, he's got the 20, he's got the 15, juke move and steps out of bounds at the 10. I think by the time he got to the 15, he already knew that the play wasn't going to count, and so they just decided, okay, I'll stop and step out of bounds. But flags all over the place, holding is the indication against Kennesaw. And you have to wonder a little bit if Lawrence Nelson's coaching staff had to point something out to the officials, because no holds in the first quarter when they are making all these long runs. And then all of a sudden here in the second quarter, that's the 4th hold. One of them was on a punt. And this will bring up 4th and 13, move the ball back into Kennesaw territory at about the 34-yard line. And we may now see our first punt of the night for the Blue Devils, leading at 37-0 with just under 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Preston Schnitzler lines up in punt formation, and the lone man back is Kevin Schroer, just a freshman, so maybe they're not expecting a deep punt. Let's find out. Rare to have a freshman returning your kicks. Ball spotted at the 34. They roll the snap back to him. Preston gets it, gets a nice line drive kick away, bounces at the 10, the 5, and it just scooted into the end zone. That is a punt of 46 yards after a low snap. So not only is he handling the quarterback duties, Preston gets a beautiful punt away there, and Lawrence Nelson will start over at their own 15-yard line. 30 points in the first quarter for Kennesaw. They scored on their first 3 snaps, 65, 69, and 38-yard runs. Throw a safety in there, and it was 24-0 early in this ball game at the 5:35 mark of the first quarter. Lawrence Nelson still looking for their first down since their opening drive, and they'll hand it off, and it's going to be a first down here, putting at the fullback, Wyatt Thayer. He had the big run on a fullback trap on the first series, and he gets another one here as he'll be just short of the 30-yard line. We'll call it the 28, a 13-yard run for Thayer. And a first down for Lawrence Nelson, who would just love to get something on the board offensively here before halftime. Put a good drive together. First and 10 at their own 28-yard line. Go back to the I formation. They'll give it to him again. This time Thayer is closed up in the middle. Good job again by Zach Edwards. You just can't get by Big Zach. And no gain on the play. Maybe a half yard. Also on the bottom of the pile is Preston Schnitzler. And this comes in there and goes low on him. Second down and 9 yards to go, as they'll move the ball up to the 30-yard line. So a gain of 1 that time for Wyatt. Stay in that power eye formation. Piltoff has not had a lot of success going down the field with the pass. He'll try again. Looking, has time. Throws it over the middle of the first completion. It's into the hands of Brennan Miller at midfield. Breaks the tackle, 35, and down to the 33-yard line. There's a 17-yard gain through the air and a first down for Lawrence Nelson as they're on the move. Their second best drive of the night. Don't take a lot of time in the huddle. And they'll mark it at the 33-yard line. First down and 10. Had time to throw it. Stood in the pocket and found his big target. This time they'll give it to the fullback Thayer again. He'll work his way off the left side of the center for a couple. It'll be second down and 8. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats, scores from around the area. Preview of what's coming up. As we've got a lot of volleyball next week, a lot of college NFL football starts this weekend. Can't wait for that. All of it on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Second and 8 at the Kennesaw 31. Fake the handoff to Menke. Built off back to pass. Floats it out here for Miller. He tips it in. Can't quite get it. Thought he was going to pop it up and run under it, but it's incomplete at the 17-yard line. McChesney on the coverage. That was a well-thrown ball by Beltoff. I just think the sophomore finally has got rid of the nerves. His coaches tell him, you know what, you've got time. They're not coming after you. Stand in there, find your man. But just about every pass attempt has been going for big number one, the junior Brennan Miller. Third down and 8 now. And this time they'll roll to the right. Quarterback keeper Biltoff trying to make the corner. Makes one man miss. He's hit and brought down after a gain of about 3. And a good tackle by Keaton Harpum. And it'll be fourth down. But Lawrence Nelson probably will go forward here. They're inside the 30 at the 28-yard line. We'll go a gain of 3 that time. Just the second time Biltoff has run the football tonight. Fourth down. And 6 yards to go as Lawrence Nelson breaks the huddle. They'll send Brennan Miller all by himself out wide and left, covered man-to-man by McChesney, out of the shotgun formation. Biltoff fakes the handoff, looking for Miller, throws it up there one-on-one. He comes underneath it and makes the catch, a diving catch inside the 10 at the 6. Kind of threw it up high and going for a rebound type of deal there. The completion is made, and we'll chalk that up to a 22-yard completion and first and goal for Lawrence Nelson at the 6-yard line. Second time they've been in the red zone tonight. They'll hustle up over the football. They'll hand it to Menke off the right side. He's got a hole inside the 5, turning the legs down to the 2. Close to the 1, Preston Schnitzler rips the ball away and heads the other way. But they say he is down at the 2-yard line. 4-yard gain for Menke, trying to get Lawrence Nelson on the board. Plenty of time here. We've just went under 3 minutes of the second quarter, but it is 37-0 in favor of Kennesaw. Again, the story, 3 snaps, 3 touchdowns in the first quarter for Kennesaw. Second and goal at the 2 for Lawrence Nelson. Out of the power eye formation, and penalty flags come down. The one thing the Raiders did not want to see is back it up, an illegal procedure for the first time tonight. They wanted to get that explosion off the ball and open up a hole, most likely for Menke, and get in there. So it's second and goal now at the 7-yard line. 2:43 to go in the first half, 37-0 Kennesaw, but Kennesaw has only scored once here in the quarter. But all the touchdowns have been 21 or longer. Second and goal at the 7. Lawrence Nelson out of the I formation. Counter play. Menke off the right side. Gets through the hole. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown. Dylan Menke. A 7-yard touchdown run. And with the run, he now is the all-time leading scorer in Raider football history. And it took a lot of work to get the job done tonight. But Lawrence Nelson is on the board with 2:38 to go here in the first half of play. And Lawrence Nelson will line up to go for 2. Out of the I formation, Biltoff fakes it, wants to go to his end, wide open Miller, and he had to dive for it, but he does hold it in. Good catch that time by Brandon Miller, and the 2-point conversion is good. So with 2:38 to go in the first half, it's Kennesaw 37, Lawrence Nelson 8, here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
The Kennesaw Market is an Affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kid's menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
And Dylan Mankey will put the ball on the tee. Both teams getting their eight men up there for the kickoff. And Mankey puts his foot into it. High, but a short kick. It'll be fielded at the 12-yard line by Austin Schnitzler, right side 15, 20, and then upended at the 25-yard line. And looked like Biltoff was the one that got up under him and flipped him heels overhead. Also in there was Matt Bisher. And it'll be first down and 10 here for Kennesaw, who have two timeouts remaining here and 2:18 to go here in the first half of play, 37-8. Kennesaw with the lead. Lawrence Nelson finally getting on the board there on a nice drive. Out of the I formation, starting at their own 25-yard line. They'll hand it off the right side to Schnitzler. Austin breaks a tackle, breaks another into the clear. 40, 30. Nobody's going to catch the Schnitz as he takes it all the way home. Another 55-yard touchdown run. And so Austin with 188 yards and three touchdowns, and that's just adding salt to the wound over there for Lawrence Nelson. A good long drive. Finally got on the board. Looked like they'd kind of got back into this game, evened it out a little bit, and then the fourth one-play drive of the night for Kennesaw, a 55-yard touchdown run. And now they will line up for the extra point. Maybe they're going to go for two this time. They had been kicking it, and it looks like they will line up and go for two here. They'll go I formation again. Pitch play, get it out to McChesney. He's hit in the backfield, lost the ball, dove back on it, but there is a penalty flag. And I think this is on Kennesaw, so the conversion would be no good as he was trying to get around that left end and dive for the pylon. And our white hat tells us it's a hold, the penalty declined, and so the two-point conversion is no good. 2:07 to go in the first half. Kennesaw 43, Lawrence Nelson 8, here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I had never even owned a furnace or an air conditioner before, so it was brand new to me, and they trained me, not just by sending me out with them, but also I have those resources to talk to people. I like to think that when I show up to a house, it's not just me with my 5 years of experience showing up there, but it's all the years of experience of all the techs at Anderson Brothers showing up at that house as resources that I can use. Without the training from Anderson Brothers, I would not be able to do the work that I do today.
Regardless of age or experience, start a new career with a call to Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Well, there's plenty of high school football tonight, and don't forget every Saturday morning you can join Tyson Hevronic at Ampride North in Hastings for the Ampride Open House on Sports, plus cross country, volleyball, and other prep sports throughout the year. Saturdays from 10 to 11 a.m. on 1230 a.m. KHAS and online at hastingslink.com, recapping the Saturday night action and all that has been going on with volleyball and cross country starting yesterday, and of course golf and a little bit of a softball and tennis for some of the schools around the area as well. Tyson Hevronic with Ampride, Coach's Show on Sports, Saturday 10 to 11 on 1230 KHAS. And so once again, the Blue Devils will tee it up. And it looks like this time Preston Schnitzler will kick it away. Give Austin a little breather. 43-8 Kennesaw. 2:07 to go here in the first half. Ball ready to go, and Preston approaches it. High end-over-end kick, returnable, taken by Thayer at about the 10-yard line. 15, 20, finds a hole, 25, 30, 35, and he's going to take it all the way back. Beautiful return by Wyatt Thayer, and a big play for the Raiders. And there is no laundry on the field. It's 43-14. We'll mark that down as a 68-yard kickoff return. Beautiful job. Started and slipped just a little as he came up to grab it at the 12. on the left hash, started towards the middle, then cut it back. There was a beautiful block laid out there to open up the hole, and once he popped that hole at about the 20-yard line, he hit the sideline in front of the Kennesaw bench and took it all the way home. So the stat sheet getting filled up here with touchdowns. That is our eighth touchdown of the game. You throw in a safety earlier, and now a two-point conversion. Trips to the right side, built off under center. That might be a quarterback keeper here. Let's see if he does. Nope, throw it down the line of scrimmage and overshot Menke. And even if he had caught it, McChesney was right there on him to make the tackle. So the pass is no good, but scoring continues here with 1:56 to go in the first half of play. It is Kennesaw 43, Lawrence Nelson 14. We'll be right back with the kickoff on Classic Hits.
The Kennesaw Market is an Affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payments, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads Ford.
And Lawrence Nelson's Dylan Menke will boot this through the end zone. And for the first time, Kennesaw is going to have to start inside the 20 at their own 15-yard line. And again, the way this game is going, we'll probably see some more scoring before halftime. Three touchdowns in 42 seconds of play here. And there's still a minute 56. Kennesaw has two timeouts. They've been scoring on big plays, 65, 69, 38, 21, 49, and 55, all on the ground, yet to attempt the pass here for quarterback Preston Snitzler. And back out of the I formation with the starters, and they'll hand it off to Austin over the left side, makes the first man miss, and then is drugged down. And making the tackle looks like Bryce Bisher is in there. Going to make it across the 20 to about the 21-yard line. Going to be a gain of six on the play for Austin, who most likely with one more or two more carries is going to go over 200 yards in the first half. Some other games moving right along tonight. Broken Bow leading St. Paul fourth quarter, 20-12. Central City now takes a 14-7 lead over Ord in the third. At the half, Kearney Catholic leads Ogallala 10-0. And back to pass is Preston Snitzler. Has to tuck it up on the run as he was rushed. 25 30 has the first down. That'll stop the clock. Good blitz in there by Wyatt Thayer. He came through untouched and made Snitzler tuck it up. He did want to run the football that time. And a gain of a little 10 yards on the play for Preston. And another first down here for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Again, I've got them for nine first downs because just about every play that they get a first down on ends up being a touchdown. 1 minute to go. Ball at their own 31-yard line. They'll go shotgun formation, twins to the left here. Preston takes the snap, drops back to pass, holds it in the pocket, fires it deep over the middle, and the pass is caught at the 30-yard line by Wyatt Woodman. He just shielded his defender that time in Kevin Schroer and hauled it in. That's going to be a gain of 19 yards on the play and the first completed pass of the season for Kennesaw. 50 seconds to go. They huddle up, taking a little time to get the ball ready to go, and now hustling out of that huddle to the line of scrimmage. Woodman will split out wide and left. Austin Snitzler is in the slot left. 40 seconds, 10, 11 seconds, run off the clock before the snap. Quarterback Preston Snitzler, quarterback keeper over the left side, gets 5, gets 10, and then he is brought down from behind at the first down marker inside the 20. At about the 19, and it looks like he might have enough for another first down. The officials are going to eyeball this one. And they will call it a first down. 10-yard gain for Preston. 26 seconds remaining, and it looks like On the first down, instead of spiking it, they're going to call a timeout over here for Kennesaw. Each team with one timeout remaining. 26 seconds to go in the first half. Kennesaw 43, Lawrence Nelson 14, turning into a track meet here. It started that way as Kennesaw won the toss, decided we want the football. The ball was kicked out of bounds. And so for Kennesaw, they took over, and I'll have to make a change here because they didn't start at the 15. They would have started at the 25-yard line. So instead of a 65-yard touchdown run, that would have been a 55-yard touchdown run on the first play by Austin Schnitzler. Then the next time they got it, a 69-yard touchdown run on the first play by Preston Schnitzler. Then there was a safety. Lawrence Nelson on the punt snapped it over the punter's head, and it went through the end zone. The free kick. A couple of plays later, a 38-yard run by Austin Schnitzler, and it was 24-0, 5.5 to go in the first quarter. First and 10 at the 19-yard line of Lawrence Nelson, trying to tack on one more here before halftime. 26 seconds, one timeout remaining. Out of the I formation, they will go option. Preston keeps it, gets to the 15 in the middle of the pack, breaks a tackle, 10, breaks another one, 5, and into the end zone. Effort by Preston Schnitzler to just keep breaking tackles. It looked like a 5-yard gain, then an 8-yard gain, and the next thing you know, there's no more Lawrence Nelson Raiders, and a 19-yard touchdown run by Preston Schnitzler puts him over 200 yards in the first half, and that is his fourth touchdown of the half. 19 seconds remaining. They'll line up to kick the extra point with Austin Schnitzler. Harpum puts it down. The boot is away. Plenty of leg on that one. And the kick is good. 19 seconds to go in the first half. It is 50-14. Kennesaw will be right back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here in what has been a long first half because of all the scoring. Got a halftime score for you. Sandhill Stedford 21, Ansley Litchfield 12. That is at the half. Kansas City Royals win tonight 1-0. And coming up, as soon as we get to halftime, a whole bunch of scores to bring to you. Kearney High has taken a 27-14 lead over Lincoln Southwest. And here's a pooch kick nearly onside. And Kennesaw nearly covered it because Lawrence Nelson, they all turned around to go set the blocks up. But after everybody started yelling, Lawrence Nelson covers it at their own 30-yard line by Jimmy Mazur. First and 10 at their own 30, 19 seconds to go before halftime. We've had four touchdowns in the last 2 minutes and 20 seconds of actual game time here. And let's see what Lawrence Nelson decides to do. Down 50-14. I doubt that they kneel on it. Run a play, maybe two. They do have a timeout. They're going to spread the formation here. Mankey will flank his quarterback, Colton Biltoff, to his right. They put Miller by himself to the left. Ball fake, looking for him, looking for Miller. He got behind the defender, and it is incomplete. A little underthrown. The hand was up there by McChesney, and it's going to be incomplete. He just basically screened Miller away from the football. 5 seconds, run off the clock. And it'll be second down and 10. Other scores, Lexington trails Holdridge, but Holdridge only up 13-10 in the fourth quarter. Good battle there. Hastings and Scott's Bluff, 21-21 in the second quarter on ESPN, 15-50. So maybe Hastings' win last week, not a fluke. They thumped Gehring. Now they're out at Scott's Bluff against the top 10 team. Back here, it's second down and 10. Three wide again. Biltoff, five-step drop, pump fake. Throws for all he's worth, and it hung up there. And coming back, Preston Schnitzler picked it off. He actually fell down, got back up, and picked it off at the 31-yard line, returns it to the 33-yard line. The first turnover of tonight's football game. So Preston Schnitzler with the INT with 7 seconds to go And I think we're finally going to get to halftime as Kennesaw lines up in the victory formation to just kneel down here and take us into halftime and get a little bit of a breather. And that's exactly what will happen. A ton of scoring here in the first half of play. Unfortunately for Lawrence Nelson, most of it was done by the Kennesaw Blue Devils here at home. And again, it's week two, the second game for Kennesaw, the opener for Lawrence Nelson. And really, before they knew what happened, they were down 30 to nothing with 5:35 gone. Since then, it's been a 20-14 game. So Lawrence Nelson has hung in there, but they have given up so many big plays in this football game that at the half, it is Kennesaw 50, Lawrence Nelson 14. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report with stats, scores, and a whole lot more here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Nicola, is that good?
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back to Kennesaw. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors and the folks here in Kennesaw for their hospitality. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Kennesaw scored 3 touchdowns on the first 3 offensive plays from scrimmage. Throwing a safety, they were up 24-0 before this game was even in the mid-portion of the first quarter. And here at the half, Kennesaw 50 and Lawrence Nelson 14. So it's a 36-point spread. That means we will have a continuous clock in the second half until Lawrence Nelson can get on the board, because if they could score first, then we'll be inside that 35. And on opening night, Coach Blevins and his staff desperately want that to happen, and they'll get the choice to have the ball to start the second half of this football game. And you've got to believe that Lawrence Nelson, as they continue to settle down here a little bit, will play better football as this game progresses. And if they can have at least nearly a full second half, I think they'll be pretty competitive here on offense. Defense, that's still another story. It kind of happened to Kennesaw. We said it back in the first quarter. A couple of bad things happened to Lawrence Nelson early, just like it did to Kennesaw last week against Exeter Milligan. And that was a final of 52-26. And tonight, it's even a higher scoring game. But when you have not got that first game under your belt, like Lawrence Nelson hasn't, looks like a bigger disadvantage tonight than maybe we had anticipated. Let's take a look at some of the scores from around the area. In other things, in New York tonight, Kansas City got 3 hits. The Yankees got 3 hits, but the Royals scored a run in the third to win it 1-0 tonight. Cleveland and the White Sox are 1-1, but the biggest score that everybody will want to know about is how are the Detroit Tigers doing tonight as they battle in this series. And San Francisco leads Detroit 6-0, but the game is delayed by rain. It also delayed the game from the Cubs earlier today, and the Royals want to make darn sure they are rooting for that game to finish tonight between San Francisco and Detroit, and it's only in the third inning, and so it is not close enough for an official game at this point. Let us take a look at some college football that is going on tonight in NCAA football action. There's a little football going on this evening. Pittsburgh leads Boston College 30-14. That game going on in the fourth quarter of play. Pittsburgh leading Boston College. Some other action going on tonight. Washington State and Nevada, they'll kick off at 9:30. And those are the only major Division I games last night. Arizona held on to beat Texas San Antonio 26-23. Tomorrow, Nebraska takes on McNeese State. That game is at 11 o'clock, a kickoff of about 11:05 on the Breeze 94.5 and ESPNU. Pregame on the radio at 6 a.m. At the U.S. Open today, Serena Williams and Caroline Wozniacki advance to the women's final, where they will face off for the championship. Men's semifinal is set for tomorrow. And Ron Washington resigned today as the manager of the Rangers to take care of some family issues, according to his release. So there you go. That's a few of the notes going on around the world of sports. We want to remind you that coming up, volleyball next week, as we will be heading to Axtell for a Fort Kearney Conference Triangular. Tuesday night begins at 5 o'clock, Axtell, Overton, and SEM. Last night, we saw Hastings St. Cecilia coach Alan Van Curo win game number 800 and 801 as they beat Lincoln Christian and Grand Island Central Catholic. So congratulations. Kearney is playing some volleyball in Lincoln tomorrow. Also in the area, plenty of Saturday action, including a Minden's tournament that'll be going on down the road. Central Catholic is there. Blue Hill is there. Centennial is there. Always some good teams coming down for that. UNK football team fell to Northwest Missouri State. Of course, Trevor Schnitzler is here tonight. The oldest of the Schnitzler boys are playing for UNK. They fell last night 31-7. And the number one team in the country was tested for a little bit. This was a close game in the first half and then two early scores in the third quarter, including a fumbled kickoff return by UNK led to a quick score. And then there was no scoring over the last quarter and a half of the football game. The Lopers return home Thursday, their home opener against Washburn, who lost to Lindenwood 44-38 last night. And tomorrow night, Hastings College will begin their season down at Kansas Wesleyan and Salina at 7 o'clock, and you can hear it on 1230 a.m. KHAS. Tomorrow's college football doubleheader on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Pregame at 2, kickoff at 2:30, USC and Stanford. That'll be followed by Michigan State taking on Oregon, and then an NFL tripleheader coming your way starting at noon, capped off by the Broncos and Colts Sunday night, and a doubleheader Monday night football on the opening week of the NFL. Halftime here in Kennesaw, it's the Blue Devils 50, Lawrence Nelson 14. We'll look at some other high school scores when we come back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Berg Insurance in Kennesaw has your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Berg Insurance Company in Kennesaw. They've been protecting this area for over 50 years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance in Kennesaw. Relax, we've got you covered.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at our scores now, brought to you by Valentino's. Classic Hits brings you the game, and Valentino's of Kearney brings you all of the scores. They deliver the pizza right to your door while we're giving you great high school football action tonight. In Class A, Kearney has opened things up, outscoring Lincoln Southwest 21-0 in the third quarter. It is Kearney 34 and Southwest 14 in the third. North Platte leading Lincoln High in the fourth quarter, 14-13. Norfolk over Columbus, 21-7 in the third. Fremont leading South Sioux City, 31-10 in the third quarter. In Class B, in the fourth, Holdridge clinging to a 13-10 lead over Lexington. York leading Waverly 32-3 in the fourth. Crete over Seward 20-17 in the fourth. McCook shutting out Grand Island Northwest 31-0 in the third quarter. And a shootout going on in the Panhandle. Scotts Bluff 28, Hastings 27. That game's in the second quarter, and you can hear that game on ESPN 1550. Meantime, in the second quarter, Sydney all over Adams Central, 37-0. Also in the second quarter, Aurora leads Alliance 18-7. In Class C1, Boone Central Newman Grove thumping Columbus Lakeview 36-3 in the fourth. Broken Bow 20-12 over St. Paul in the fourth quarter of play. It is Central City 21, Ord 7 in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic leads Ogallala 13-0 in the third quarter of play. Grand Island Central Catholic has already finished up a 24-0 win over Milford Dorchester, and Norfolk Catholic blanked Wahoo 52-0. Looking for a couple of scores out there, Minden Cozad, Gothenburg Mitchell. If you have that score or a score of any game that we have not read, we would love you to call or text that in to our Valentino's hotline, 308-646-0506, 308-646-0506. In Class C2 action, North Platte St. Pat's rolling Wood River in the fourth quarter, 55-6. Sutton 54-13 over Thayer Central in the fourth quarter. Fillmore Central in the fourth, blanking Superior 41-0. Hastings St. Cecilia dropped the bomb early and continue to lead Hershey 28-0 in the fourth quarter. That's airing on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Gibbon and Bayard are now tied 20-20 in the third quarter. Southern Valley and Kimball are 14-14 at halftime, and North Platte St. Pat's has now gone final over Wood River by a score of 55-6. Centura's up at Ainsworth. Arcadia Loop City's at West Holt. Ravenna's at Cambridge. If you have scores, love to hear from you. 646-0506. In D1, quite a battle going on the breeze. 94.5 FM, Bruning, Davenport, Shickley 22, and Blue Hill 15. In the third quarter, Axtell leads Dundee County Stratton 41-6. In other action going on tonight, it is Sandhill Stedford 21, Ansley Litchfield 12, as they are at halftime. In Class D2, it is Overton and Medicine Valley 8-8 in the third quarter. Overton hosts Kennesaw next week here on Classic Hits, and Somelmerna and Stapleton 14-14 in the third quarter. In the battle of a game that two teams have struggled, somebody gets the win. Third quarter, SEM 13, Hartland Lutheran 12. We also are looking for scores of the Giltner-Palmer, Elwood Southwest, and Bertrand-Eustis-Farnham ball game. Alma's playing Northern Valley, Kansas. Any of those scores, if you've got time to give us an update, love to hear from you. 646-0506, call or text. Here at the half, it's Kennesaw 50 and Lawrence Nelson 14. We'll be back with the first half stats right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half stats unofficially that we have for you here in our ball game between the Raiders and the Blue Devils. We will start with Lawrence Nelson. Dylan Mankey has been held in check tonight, 12 carries, 15 yards. He did have a 7-yard touchdown run, which makes him the school's all-time leading scorer, so congratulations. But he's hoping his team can get a little more offense going here. Wyatt Thayer has had the two biggest runs of the night, 6 carries, 55 yards. And quarterback Colton Biltoff, 2 carries for 4 yards. 20 rushing attempts, 74 yards on the ground for Lawrence Nelson. Through the air, Biltoff has put it up 13 times, completed 4 of those. He's also had one interception on the next-to-last play there of the second quarter, trying to get something going for Lawrence Nelson, and took a chance. The ball was picked off. So Biltoff, 4 of 13, 1 interception, 46 yards through the air. 74 yards on the ground. That is 120 yards of total offense in 33 plays. 7 first downs in the ball game. 3 punts for an average of 32 yards. The 1 turnover and 3 penalties for 15 yards. Lawrence Nelson's 2 scores in the ball game were the 7-yard Dylan Menke touchdown run. Got him on the board with 2:38 to go. And then after Austin Schnitzler scored in one play, a 68-yard kickoff return by Wyatt Thayer. And that gave them their second touchdown. The conversion that time was no good. We'll take a look at the first half stats for Kennesaw right after this.
Golden Harvest brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in this area. And they're protected by some of the most advanced trait technology in the industry. Take G11U58, for example, which has superb drought tolerance and Earflex, available in AgriSure Viptera or Easy Refuge. Or 28U7 soybeans, which have outstanding yield performance across many environments. Talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Brent and Sarah wish all of our athletes good luck. Always read and follow label instructions before buying or using Syngenta products.
He's at the 30, 30, 20, 10, 10, touchdown. The home team wins.
When you're looking for someone to throw you a winning touchdown, contact your hometown team, the Kroll Agency for Protection, written through IMT or Wadena Insurance. They'll help you customize an insurance plan for you. Call the Kroll Agency in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland. The IMT Group and you, a team that can't be beat.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look now at the first half stats that I had for Kennesaw. And we will start with Austin Schnitzler, who has ran the ball 9 times in the football game for 184 yards and 3 touchdowns. Isaiah McChesney, 2 carries for 8 yards. And Preston Schnitzler has carried the ball a total of 11 times, 202 yards and 4 touchdowns here in the first half. There was one bad snap, so that's a result of a negative 1 on a team loss there. So overall, 23 rushing attempts for Kennesaw. And how about, it's just unbelievable. You've got between the Schnitzler boys, 386 yards on the ground, and add another 7 on there, 393 yards rushing on 23 attempts in the first half. And Preston Schnitzler has put the ball up 1 time, 1 for 1, 19 yards. So over 400 yards of offense by Kennesaw on an 80-yard field here in the first half of play, resulting in 412 yards, 12 first downs, because all of those big plays, not a lot of drives there. They did have some problems with some holding penalties there in the second quarter of play, so they have 5 penalties for 48 yards. They punted the ball once, 46 yards, resulted in a touchback there. No turnovers. Kennesaw scored on their first 3 offensive snaps. Austin Schnitzler, 55 yards. Preston, 69. Then there was a safety as Lawrence Nelson snapped it over the punter's head, made it 16-0. 38-yard run by Austin Schnitzler, and that made it 24-0. A 21-yard run by Preston Schnitzler. It's 30-0 at the end of one. Preston adds a 49-yarder with 9:33 to go in the second quarter. And then Austin Schnitzler, a 55-yarder, and Preston, a 19-yarder right before halftime. And Preston throws in an interception for good measure. So at halftime, 50-14, Kennesaw with the lead. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And we're ready for second half action here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Ready to boot it away. Austin Schnitzler will put his foot into it this time. And Thayer and Mankey are back deep. The kick is away, a low line drive kick bounces, and it'll be picked up at the 6-yard line. Mankey up the middle of the field, 10, 15, gets to the 20, and he's going to get a good open field tackle there by Daniel Duffy, and it'll be first down and 10 for Lawrence Nelson. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, and Lawrence, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. So let's see how Lawrence Nelson attacks the third quarter here, trailing 50-14, and remember, that's 36 points, so the continuous clock until Lawrence Nelson can get a score. They spread the field, and out of the shotgun, Biltoff keeps it. He fakes the option. He runs right into the bear hug of Zach Edwards, who will bring him down after a gain of a couple on the play.
Wyatt Woodman coming in to help clean it up.
And it'll be second down and 8.
Going to call second and 8 to move the ball.
In fact, there was a little confusion out there. The wideout was looking at the official to make sure he was lined up right, whether he was going to be in the play or not. Not sure, because Biltoff just decided when he looked out there to take off and run with it. Second down and 8. And split out wide to the right this time will be Wyatt Thayer. And his favorite target, Miller, out wide to the left. Under center this time, Biltoff draws back to pass, throws it out into the flat, and it is caught, but short of a first down for Brennan Miller. He's going to be down at about the 30-yard line. It's going to be third down and a yard to go. A gain of 7 on the play. That's the 14th pass attempt now for Lawrence Nelson. Third down and 1. Ball just short of the 30-yard line. Need to get to the 31 to move the chains.
Third one it is. Ball sets.
And a big center, Dakota Thayer, comes up over the football to set him down. They'll go twins to the left side. Lone man in the backfield with Miller to the right. Pitch play behind Mankey, but he got it. Now gets up to the line of scrimmage, and this is all going to be on the spot. Woodman in there, Harpham in there, and it looks like they're going to mark him short. Well, now they're going to bring in the chains. This is very close to a first down. First time they've actually brought the chains out tonight. It'll be a 1-yard gain for Mankey. And either fourth and inches or a first down. And here comes the chain crew. We always got to guess at this, but I'm going to say that he is just short, because the ball's actually, the back end of the ball is touching the 30, and he needs to get just short of the 31. So let's see as they stretch the chains, and he will be just short by about half the length of the football. If you're Lawrence Nelson, I think you go for it here. Really, you haven't been able to stop Kennesaw. And, you know, to say it nicely, it doesn't matter if it's a 55-yard touchdown run or a 30-yard touchdown run. And with the clock continuing to run with 10 minutes to go, it does stop when they bring the chains out. But after they blow the play ready to go, see if they can get fourth and inches. And we really haven't seen any power football up the middle lately from Lawrence Nelson. Will Biltoff go with the quarterback sneak? Let's find out. You got big Zach Edwards waiting for him. Fourth and inches, power eye formation, quarterback sneak left side, got it. Falls off his left guard at a first down there on the quarterback sneak for Biltoff. And that'll move the chains. Lawrence Nelson with the first down here of the second half of play. 50-14, Kennesaw with the lead. We had the late kickoff tonight. It was still a long first half of play, but with the 7:30 kickoff, even a little bit later here. When we are done, the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Merritt Lawson, Tyson Havronik, producer-engineer Stacy Johns, and company back at the Classic Hit Studios. Back to the spread formation here. Twins left, and they like to isolate Miller all by himself in the man coverage. Toss sweep, trying to get outside left side. Mankey, he is hit in the backfield by Preston Schnitzler, and he barely got back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe didn't do that. And we have a stoppage of play and a fumble, a timeout. That was unusual. Lawrence Nelson, they weren't even unpiled, and for some reason Coach Blevins didn't like what he saw and called an immediate timeout. It's going to be a loss of a couple on the play. And this timeout is brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Coach Blevins did not like what he saw right out of halftime. Probably had something explained, and his kids on this opening night didn't quite get it. He immediately calls the timeout. 50-14, Kennesaw. 9:07 to go, and we'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Second and 12 after Menke loses some yardage, dropping back to pass under some pressure. Biltoff throws it underneath for Thayer, and it's incomplete. Thayer about made a heck of a catch covered by Austin Schnitzler there. Some good pressure that time by the front three of the Blue Devils, and that will bring up third down and a solid 12 here. The ball marked at the 28-yard line for Lawrence Nelson, trailing 50-14, 8:40 and counting here in the third quarter of play. Coming out there, Jordan Williams. And we may see some younger players, just a sophomore. Jordan going to come in on the line on this third down play with that cushion. And it looks like they're going to bring some pressure here. Kennesaw getting closer to the line, playing man-to-man on the two wideouts. And here they come up the middle. Toss, sweep, halfback pass. Menke is hit in the backfield, and he is still on his feet. And finally, they just blow it dead because the progress had been stopped all the way back at the 21-yard line, a loss of 7 on the play that will officially go down as the first sack of the ball game. And it'll be 4th and 21. Maybe even lost a little more on that play than we had originally thought. But Menke was going to pull up and throw it on a halfback pass, but he just had no time, even as strong as he was. And Mazur to punt it away for the fourth time tonight. Snap a little off the mark, but he gets it. Not much of a rush. Gets a nice kick, not very deep, but very high. Fair catch called for them. The ball hits the ground and will take a bounce and give Lawrence Nelson about 6 more yards to the 25-24-yard line. So a nice punt on the play. Gets a little roll. That's the 36-yard punt, but there's a Lawrence Nelson man down on the field, right in the middle of the football field between the 35 and the 40, and look like rolled up on an ankle or a knee there. And I cannot catch the number, but it looks like one of the linemen for Lawrence Nelson trying to get down the field. This is our first injury timeout of the night. Our injury report is brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center gets you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. And the Lawrence Nelson coaches out there to take a look at their players. 7:26 to go here in the third quarter, 50-14. And looks like getting up a little slow that time was Matt Bisher. And he will get up and walk off the field under his own power. So doesn't look like anything overly severe. And hopefully Matt will be able to get back into the football game. So Kennesaw now will take over. First and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Cruising in this one. Again, if you joined us late, the first three offensive snaps for Kennesaw were all touchdowns. They go pro set, split the backs this time, and hand it to the first man through, fullback Harpum. And I imagine with this lead, Coach Schnitzler will give a chance for some of the other players to get a little more. McChesney and Harpum, and he'll come checking out of the ball game after a gain of 3. Third carry for 11 yards for McChesney here in the ball game. 50-14. No scoring yet here. But that was a little time-consuming drive, and with the clock continuously running with the 36-point lead, the drive will take a little longer. Preston Schnitzler comes up to the line of scrimmage. Austin double-checking the snap count. McChesney in the backfield. They'll give it to him off the left side, and he'll work his way across the 30 to the 31. Excuse me, Harpum out there. I thought I saw him trot off, but he just must have run over to get the play. And that's exactly what Harpum was doing. He runs over, gets the play, runs back out there. Never have decided exactly how they pick out the kid that's going to run to the sideline and get the play every single time. He gets the most out of every night. It's like a cross-country meet out there. And again, of about 3 more. We'll call it third down and a short 5, long 4. Splitting the backs the first two times. Now they go I with Schnitzler the I back. They'll give it to Austin off the left side. Hole again. First down and gone again. Austin Schnitzler 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Austin Schnitzler takes it into the end zone. 50 more yards, and he's got 234 on the night. An unbelievable job on the ground tonight by the Kennesaw Blue Devils, and they're now up 56-14. And yes, those are big runs, but you have got to give credit to the big guys up front, Red Johnson, Zach Edwards, Jack Brunk, the ends out there in Woodman and Sugar, and now the extra point attempt by Preston Schnitzler, or Austin Schnitzler, with the extra point attempt. The kick is way high, and I don't think it's going to get there. It's no good. He kicked the bottom of the football, and the kick is short. So with 5:44 to go in the third quarter of play, it is Kennesaw 56, Lawrence Nelson 14.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
The eighth touchdown of the night for Kennesaw, and they now lead it 56-14. And Preston Schnitzler ready to kick it away here. We'll give you some more score updates as more finals are rolling in. All right, now, though, the kickoff is Thayer and Menke are back. This should be returnable. Taken at the 9-yard line, at the 10, 15, 20 up the middle, breaking a tackle, 25. Menke keeping the legs churning across the 30 and finally brought down at the 32-33-yard line. Preston Schnitzler along with Zach Edwards. Harpum also in there. So it'll be interesting to see what Coach Craig Schnitzler does. He switched up quarterbacks with Keaton Harpum moving back into the backfield and then taking Preston and putting him at the quarterback position. Obviously, it's worked well tonight. Will they continue to do that as the season progresses? About the best starting field position of the night for the Raiders, first and 10 at their own 33-yard line. They'll give it on a toss to Menke. Left side has room, 35-40 into Kennesaw territory at the 39-yard line. The knee comes down, maybe just short of that. They're actually going to mark him on the Lawrence Nelson side of the 40, so we'll call it a gain of 7. Second down and 3. But Lawrence Nelson trying to keep up now here since that end of the first quarter with Kennesaw. 56-14 out of the I formation. Biltoff, toss sweep right side for Menke, has the hole, has the first down, drives defenders forward inside the 35 down to the 33-yard line. You're seeing some backups in there for Kennesaw. You probably could have assumed that right now. Some new numbers out there. And among those, Luke Wemhoff in on the tackle. And that's going to be a gain of 9 on the play for Dylan Menke, who earlier tonight on a 7-yard touchdown run became the school's all-time leading scorer, but not in the fashion, obviously, on the scoreboard that he would want. 4 minutes to go, third quarter, 56-14, Kennesaw. Out of the I formation, still a three-man front here. And back to pass, Biltoff has time, and then he's hit. The ball's fumbled. The ball's loose. The fumble caused by Dan Duffy, and it looks like Lawrence Nelson does fall on top of it. Hustling over there for it is Wyatt Heikkinen. And the ball does recover, or maybe even officially out of bounds. It's Lawrence Nelson, but a fumble that is going to be a loss of 7 on the play. We'll see when they officially mark it exactly what it is. And we've got a man down on the sideline over here in that scrum to try and get the fumble. We've got a man down right in front of the Kennesaw bench at midfield, and I cannot get a look at who that is. But we've got an injury timeout brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Physical Therapy, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. 3:27 to go, third quarter, Kennesaw 56, Lawrence Nelson 14. We'll be right back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Zach Huffaker was the man down for Kennesaw, a junior, but up under his own power and walks off the field. And looks like he'll be okay. But after that fumble, it'll be Lawrence Nelson's second down and about 17 at the 38-yard line. They give it to Menke off the left side, gets a hole, has some running room, 35, 30, and he'll be brought down about the 29-yard line. That'll be a gain of 9 on the play. It'll be third down and 7 yards to go. Wemhoff among those that on the tackle for Kennesaw. Also on the field, you got Jordan Williams. Tyson Burr is in there. Austin Anderson is in there. Number 13, Alex Heyer, is in there. Try and pick up a few more numbers as we move along here. Third down, call it 8 yards to go here. Thayer sets in the right wing, option play. They'll pitch it over here to Minky. Starts right, back left. Here's a holding penalty. He's got just about enough for the first down inside the 25 to the 20, but a flag in the backfield and holding called on Lawrence Nelson. And, boy, when the flags come out tonight, they've been pretty obvious. That is the first major penalty against Lawrence Nelson tonight. They had 3 5-yarders in the first half, a delay in equipment and an illegal procedure. So that will push it back here, third down and 13. Score updates here for you from the Valentino's scoreboard. We deliver the scores. Valentino's of Kearney delivers the pizza. Kearney, a huge second half. They were down 14-13 at half, and they now lead it 41-14 over Lincoln Southwest. North Platte, 28-21 over Lincoln High. Also, in the fourth quarter, Lexington has tied Holdridge 13-all late in the game. Third down and back to pass, Biltoff. Pump fake, has time, now scrambles, now hit, and drop. A sack on the play. And Duffy is in there for the sack. A loss of 1 on the play for Biltoff. And it'll be fourth down and 18. The ball just back on the Raiders' side of midfield at the 39. So even the second team defense getting in there right now, and it looks like Lawrence Nelson has decided to burn a timeout here with the situation where we're at in the game. They'll probably go for it with the score 56-14 Kennesaw, 1:51 to go here in the third quarter. This timeout is brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. And while we have some time, let's update more scores for you here. In the fourth quarter, McCook 38, Grand Island Northwest nothing. In the second quarter still, we thought we had some scoring here. Scottsbluff 35, Hastings 34, late second quarter, and that's on ESPN 1550. Sydney 41-0 over Adams Central at the half. Aurora's out at Alliance, and the Huskies lead 25-7 at the half. York beat Waverly tonight 32-3, and Crete beat Seward 20-17. In C1, it was Broken Bow over St. Paul 23-12. Central Catholic beat Milford Dorchester 24-0. Boone Central 36-3 over Lakeview in the fourth. Kearney Catholic 19-7 over Ogallala in the third. Central City, impressive 27-7 lead over Ord in the fourth quarter. Back to action in fourth and 18. They're going to go for it. Lawrence Nelson, a quarterback draw, Biltoff left side. He's got all kinds of running room. The first down and more, 30, 25, 20, down to the 15-yard line. They lined up in a short punt formation, and Biltoff just took off with it. And let's see where they mark him down in Kennesaw territory. Looks like right at the 15-yard line. So a 26-yard run, the biggest of the night for Colton Biltoff. And back in the red zone here for Lawrence Nelson. First and 10 at the Kennesaw 15. A minute 15 to go in the third. The clock's been running, but we've had a couple timeouts, injuries, measurements. So we've had a lot of plays here. Right up the middle, Menke runs over a man, stiffs arm one at the 10, and he's going to be drugged down by Austin Anderson. And also in there is Tyson Burr. Gets inside the 10 to about the 8, so a gain of 7. Second down and short. And if they can hold on to the ball, it looks like the first team offense has moved it good enough against the second team Kennesaw defense to get back in the end zone. Second down, we'll call it 3 at the 8-yard line. Biltoff, trouble with the snap, grabs it, gives it to Thayer on an inside trap. He'll dive inside the 5 and have a first and goal as they'll mark him down at about the 3-yard line. And a gain of 5 on the play for Wyatt Thayer. And we may not get another snap off here in the third quarter. We're down to 15 seconds and counting. And they do break the huddle, come up over the ball with 8 seconds. First and goal. Biltoff lines him up in the I formation, gives it to Mankey, runs into his own man, but it bumps him to the left, and he walks in untouched for the touchdown. A 3-yard touchdown run by Dylan Mankey. The third touchdown of the night for the Raiders, the second for Mankey, and that's the final play of the third quarter, but we will get the PAT, 56-20, Kennesaw. And they'll go for 2, and this is kind of a big 2-point conversion. If they make it, they're under the 35 points. If they don't, then the continuous clock to start the fourth quarter, and Kennesaw will have the ball. So a big 2-point conversion. The second team defense stays in there, and now a penalty flag as they line up over the football. And the infraction will be lining up in the neutral zone on Kennesaw. So they're offsides on the PAT, the dreaded 1-yard penalty. But that should make it a little bit easier here for Lawrence Nelson on the 2-point conversion. They give it to Mankey. No, fake quarterback. Biltoff keeps it. He's hit but tackled into the end zone, and the 2-point conversion is good. So the score as we start the fourth quarter, Kennesaw 56, Lawrence Nelson 22 on Classic Hits.
I had never even owned a furnace or an air conditioner before, so it was brand new to me, and they trained me, not just by sending me out with them, but also I have those resources to talk to people. I like to think that when I show up to a house, it's not just me with my 5 years of experience showing up there, but it's all the years of experience of all the Texas Anderson brothers showing up at that house as resources that I can use. Without the training from Anderson brothers, I would not be able to do the work that I do today.
Regardless of age or experience, start a new career with a call to Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads Ford,
Lincoln Burke. Welcome back to the Nebraska-Land National Bank broadcast booth. Ready to start the fourth quarter, and Lawrence Nelson will kick it off after scoring on the final play of the third, 56-22. And Mankey will boot it away. Got some new men back there on a low line drive kick, and it is going to bounce out of bounds at the 13 as Tyson Burr and Austin Anderson were back there to return the kick. Be interested to see what Coach Schnitzler wants to do here. It looks like he's going to go second team offense as well. When our fourth quarter finishes up, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show and then send it back to the studios for the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Again, we had about 3 late kickoffs tonight in our radio games. Kearney Catholic Ogallala, Hastings Scotts Bluff, and our game right here between Kennesaw and Lawrence Nelson. So we've got some new folks out there on the field. We'll try and let you know who they all are. First down and 10. And the quarterback turns, hands it off to his eye back, Daniel Duffy. And the quarterback is going to be Alex Heyer, a freshman. And for Duffy, going to be a short gain, maybe 1 on the play. And I'll bring up second down and 9. Also in there offensively, you've got Jordan Williams on the line. You've got Dalton Olson on the line. A couple of good-looking big freshmen out there. Duffy now the fullback. And the I-back, Austin Anderson, faked the handoff. Quarterback wants to keep it. Heyer around the left side. Penalty flags come out. And Heyer is dropped behind the line of scrimmage. at the 23. And it'll either be second down and 22-23, or it'll be third down and about 12. Illegal block in the back. If I was Lawrence Nelson, I'd be thinking about declining this. But they will take the penalty and march Kennesaw back to the 14-yard line. That is the seventh penalty of the ball game. On Kennesaw. So now it'll be second down and a long way to go, about 22 yards. I formation, higher the quarterback. Takes the snap, back to pass. Under a little pressure, rolls to his right. Lobs it out here. He's got a man open. It's complete at the 25-30. Then the ball is fumbled. And will it get out of bounds? Yes, it will. Max Beal in as the tight end, hauled it in. Then the ball was fumbled forward. It goes out of bounds past the first down marker. And that will go down as a 23-yard gain. So how about that? That's just the second pass completion of the entire season. As Heyer hooks up there with number 62, his tight end, Max Beal. 14th first down of the game for Kennesaw. And first down and 10 here for the Blue Devils. A minute into the fourth quarter, 56-22. Kennesaw with the lead. Heyer, the quarterback. He'll call the cadence. Nothing too difficult to Anderson over the left side, and he is wrapped up by Bryce Bisher and thrown down to the ground right on the 38, 39-yard line. It'll be a gain of two. Next week, the Kennesaw Blue Devils will be headed down Highway 30 to Overton to take on the Eagles. And for Lawrence Nelson, they will be at home to take on Hampton. There's definitely a couple of winnable games the next 2 weeks for Lawrence Nelson. Second down and eight. Heyer pitches it right side. Latest back in there is Tyson Burr around the right end, 35-30, and is pushed out of bounds for a first down. But we've got a penalty flag on the backside. Those are the ones you hate to see. Absolutely nothing to do with the play that was run. But the penalty flag is down. And an illegal block in the back. How can you make an illegal block in the back on a play that wasn't on that side? That's a tough call for Kennesaw. And in a game that's 34 points. And Coach Schnitzler's out there going, what are you talking about? And I've got to agree with him. So another block in the back, that'll be a 10-yard penalty. But the youngsters out there learning as well and still going against a lot of solid Lawrence Nelson defensive players, not all first-teamers out there right now. Second down and 15. Heyer takes it, pitches it to Anderson, trying to get wide left, nowhere to go. Cuts back against the grain, now has room. 35-40 into Raider territory. Switches hands and has the first down. Great run by Anderson all the way down to the 24-yard line. A gain of 24 yards for Austin Anderson. Some nifty moves in there to find the hole after he was able to get out of there. It looked like he was going to lose about five. And with nowhere to go, he said, I'm going to micro-zero this to the other side and pick up 24. First down and 10. Ball spotted at the 24-yard line of Lawrence Nelson. 56-22, Kennesaw under 10 minutes to go. Split the backs. Heyer, long count. This time he gives it off to his running back, Tyson Burr, left side. Another penalty flag. And inside the 15 down to the 10 would have been a first down, but it's coming back. So poor Tyson Burr, they've given it to him twice, and both times there's been penalties to bring the play back. So a hold called, and that'll bring up first down and about 19, seeing where the flag is laying. So Burr actually will get credit for some yardage on that one, a whole yard, maybe even a little more than that. We'll give him two. How about being nice there to Tyson Burr, the freshman? First and 18, ball at the 32-33-yard line of Lawrence Nelson. 9:30 to go. And the snap little trap play. They're going to go on Crossbuck over the left side to the 25-yard line. Anderson will carry it. Good ball fake that time by the fullback. And it's going to be a gain of 6 on the play. Second down and 12. Misco Sports postgame show when everything wraps up here tonight in Kennesaw. And we'll get you another look at some scores here. I know our game going a little late here this evening, so if you're tuning in for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show, we'll give you some scores here in just a moment. Duffy the fullback, Burr the I-back on second down and 12, and a quarterback keeper higher around the right side, got a good block, 25, 20, breaks a tackle, 15, and it'll be brought down around the 11-yard line, and that's going to be enough for a first down. 15 yards for Alex Heyer. And it'll be first down and 10 at the 11-yard line. In C2, Gibbon leads Bayard 27-20 in the fourth. Sutton over Thayer Central 54-13 in the fourth quarter. Southern Valley and Kimball were 14-14 at the half. St. Cecilia beat Hershey 28-0. I believe that was a scoreless second half. And St. Pat's over Wood River 55-6. First down and 10 here, higher for Kennesaw. Goes on a counter play. Duffy, there was nowhere to go. He's dropped behind the line of scrimmage. Going to lose about 3 on the play. In the backfield there for Lawrence Nelson is going to be Wyatt Heikkinen. And a loss of a couple there for Duffy. Second down and 12. D1 action. Axtell took care of Dundee County Stratton. We don't have a final quite yet on that. Sandhill Stedford was up on Ansley Litchfield at last count. Red Cloud 22, Franklin 18 in the third quarter. On second down, stretch play, ball just about comes loose from Burr, and he's going to be dropped behind the line of scrimmage by Matt Bisher. And he's going to fall at about the 16. So a loss of a couple there for Burr. So third down and 15 here. Playing out the string, a lot of backups in there for both teams right now, getting some experience. Again, if you joined us late, the story tonight, I don't think I've ever seen it, 3 offensive snaps for Kennesaw and 3 touchdowns, 60, 55, 69, and 38 yards on their first 3 snaps. They were up 30-0 at the end of the first quarter, been fairly even since then, and Kennesaw will call a timeout. 7:23 to go in the football game. Kennesaw 56, Lawrence Nelson 22. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Nebraska National Land Broadcast booth. Let's take a look at some scores in D1. Bruning Davenport Shickley wins the top 5 battle tonight from Blue Hill 30-23. Great game there. In D2, we have Overton edging Medicine Valley 22-20. They host Kennesaw next week. It was Wallace over South Platte and SEM and Heartland Lutheran. It's only right that they go to overtime tied at 26. Third down and 15 now for Kennesaw. They're at the 16-yard line of Lawrence Nelson. And penalty flags. It looked like Lawrence Nelson was trying to send a blitz, and I think the left guard for Kennesaw came up out of his stance, and that's an illegal procedure call. So that's the 4th penalty here in the fourth quarter against Kennesaw backups. And I think we've run down just about all the scores that we have down in the Class D range. We'll get you back up to Class A, where Kearney High was a winner tonight. Right now, though, it's third down and 20 yards to go. And they'll fake the handoff, rolling to his right, higher under some pressure, looking. He's going to have to tuck it up and run, and he makes some positive yardage, close to about the 17, 16-yard line. Good run on the play. It'll bring up fourth down. We'll give him a credit for 5 yards on the play. He had some time, did a good job of surveying the field, and then realizing I'll just tuck it up and get what I can. So it's fourth down and 15 at the 16-yard line. Kennesaw cruising 56-22. Heyer will set him down. Center is Dalton Olsen. They'll split the backs on fourth down. Heyer, back to pass, has pressure, all kinds of pressure, and he is going to be sacked. He had no chance back at the 25-yard line, and there is Bryce Bisher. One of the starting defenders gets in there and drops him for a loss of 10 on the play. That is their first sack of the ball game. And now Lawrence Nelson will take over on downs with 7:09 to go. More players coming in. Sam Shukai checks in. Also coming in, Trevor Lytle for Kennesaw. Lawrence Nelson will bring in Brandon Skinner. A mixture of starters and backups, it looks like, right now. And let's see what the Raiders do here. First and 10 at their own 26-yard line. New quarterback Schroer, handoff is mishandled. It's bobbled but grabbed. And making a little bit of positive yardage in there is going to be Cody Byers in as the new running back for Lawrence Nelson. And he'll pick up two on the play. Second down and 8. As we said, the new quarterback will be Kevin Schroer. Out of the I formation, Lawrence Nelson with their second team offense. Schroer keeps it on a bootleg around the right side, runs over a man for a gain of a couple of yards. And in on the tackle that time for Kennesaw is going to be Sam Shukai, the freshman, number 84. And we'll call it a gain of 1 on the play for the quarterback, Schroer. And it'll be third down here and 7 yards to go. As we approach 6 minutes to go in the ball game on Classic Hits 98.9, Will Gallagher checks in for Kennesaw. Third down, 7-I formation. Schroer going to hand it to his fullback off the right side, gets across the 30 to the 34, and it looks like he may be just a half yard short. 20, carrying the ball is Gavin Bushcutter. Nice run on the play. He's going to get 6, but it's fourth down and 1. They are going to bring out the sticks here to measure it. The nose of the ball touching the 35. Should be short. They started on the 26. But this is very close, and it will be short, fourth down. In Class A tonight, Kearney 41, Lincoln Southwest 20. North Platte 28, Lincoln High 21, Fremont over South Sioux City 52-10, Norfolk over Columbus by a score of 34-7. Class A games of note, halftime Scottsbluff 35, Hastings 34, halftime Sydney 43, Adams Central nothing, halftime Aurora 25, Aurora 7, Alliance 7, a lot of our teams making the travel out west. McCook Blank Northwest tonight, 45-0. And Lexington in overtime beat Holdridge by a score of 20-13. And here's a quarterback sneak to get the first down for the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. Enough to move the chains there for Schroer. 5:40 in a game that was decided by the end of the first quarter. But because Lawrence Nelson punched in the two-point conversion on the final play of the third quarter, we do not have the running clock, a 34-point game, not a 35. And it's given the backups an opportunity to get some snaps here on opening night for Lawrence Nelson on the second game of the year for Kennesaw. As we said, Lawrence Nelson has their home opener against Hampton next week, and we will see Kennesaw over at Overton, who squeaked out a win against a tough Medicine Valley team tonight. First and 10, Schroer gives it to his eye back, trying to get to the left side. Little running room there for Cody Byers. Cuts back, 35, 30, goes from the left hash all the way to the right, and he'll be brought down for a first down, 13-yard carry for Cody Byers. And another first down for Lawrence Nelson. Walker Herman will check out of the ball game, and Max Beal comes back in. He had a nice catch earlier in the quarter. When we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show, we'll have a real quick look at the final stats and get you back to the studios for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. First and 10 at the Kennesaw 30 for the Raiders. Schroer back to pass, rolls to his right, dumps it out here, but incomplete, and a penalty flag comes down. a pass that was way over the head of Matt Bisher. And they're going to say there was a hand on the back, and this will be interference. Interference going to be called here on Kennesaw. And that'll be a first down. That's actually the second pass interference call tonight. And it looks like that ball will be just enough to get him back in the red zone here. Should move it from the 30 down to the 20-yard line. And so it'll be first down and 10 at the 20. So kind of what you would expect, some problems in the first quarter from Lawrence Nelson, and then here in the fourth quarter with a lot of backups in there. We've seen a lot of stoppage, a lot of penalties. First down and 10, Lawrence Nelson. Kevin Schroer, the quarterback, backup quarterback, and something happened there. It looks like maybe only the center knew the snap count. And they hand it off to Bushcutter, and really nobody moved, and Bushcutter gets 5 yards down to the 15-yard line. That was a weird-looking play right there. As it looked like the center snapped it, everybody else stood there except for Bushcutter. Now he is the fullback, and Byers is the I-back. Second down on a long five, and they'll give it to Byers, and he is swarmed under in the backfield. Nowhere to go. Duffy and Shukai drop him behind the line of scrimmage, and Byers will lose three on the play. It'll bring up third down and 9. Mark it just outside the 18-yard line. 4:10 to go. Only one touchdown by each team scored here in the second half. It's 56-22 Kennesaw as the clock now takes us under 4 minutes to go. Again, a big thank you to Craig Schnitzler, Coach Blevins, all the fine folks for their sponsorship of tonight's broadcast. Toss, sweep, ball ends up on the ground. There's a fumble. It's still loose, and it looks like Kennesaw is going to cover it. And is it Shukai? I think it was Shukai. Or was it Max Beal? Max Beal comes up with it. Max Beal with the fumble recovery. That's the second turnover tonight for Lawrence Nelson. And that'll give Kennesaw the ball with 3:47 to go in our football game. And they're going to mark the ball at about the 22-yard line. So Lawrence Nelson had a drive going, but the toss was not on the hands there of the running back Byers, and it just laid on the ground for quite some time before Beal was able to recover it. So now Kennesaw takes it back over, first down and 10 at the 22, and the quarterback higher pitches it to Austin Anderson around the left side, makes a man miss across the 30, 35, and he's going to be trunked down at midfield. Looking like the Schnitzler boys from earlier. Once they get to that edge, they make a big play out of it, and they'll officially mark him out of bounds at the 37-yard line. That's a 15-yard gain, and Anderson has 47 yards on 4 carries here in the fourth quarter. And Kennesaw doing quite a job out here. Other scores that we haven't got to yet. Central City beats Ord 33-28. Chanticleers make a late charge in that ball game, but falls short. Central Catholic beat Milford Dorchester tonight easily, 24-0. And on first down, they'll hand it off over the right side. Slipping, Burr gets through the hole, gets inside Lawrence Nelson territory to the 33-yard line. And that's going to be good enough for another Kennesaw first down. Tyson with a 10-yard gain. That'll be first down and 10. And in there, Carmazine gets the tackle. Again, about everybody's getting into the ball game here tonight. 3:20 to go, 56-22 Kennesaw. Freshman quarterback Alex Heyer running the show here in the fourth quarter. And they will keep it in his hands on the option. A late pitch. Anderson somehow hauled it in, and then he gets depleted as he gets to the 26-yard line. Late pitch. Anderson tipped it about 3 times, grabbed it out of the air, and gets a nice gain on the play. And the backups have done a really good job out there. And it'll be a 7-yard gain for Anderson. Kennesaw going to go over 500 yards rushing in this football game tonight. Second and three, ball at the 26-yard line. Was pushed out of bounds with 2:59 to go. Duffy, the fullback here. Probably his turn for a carry. And a penalty flag comes down on the play. Again, volleyball next Tuesday. Fort Kearney Conference Triangular from Axtell. The Wildcats, Overton, and SEM get underway at 5 o'clock here on Classic Hits. 5-yard illegal procedure penalty will push the ball back to the 31-yard line as the clock winds again. Both teams just waiting for this one to finish up. Again, if you have a final score from your ball game tonight, a lot of them in Class D we have not had updated, please pass those along, 646-0506. You can call or text. Here's the fullback dive. Duffy makes a man miss into the secondary. Still going inside the 20 and down to the 15-yard line. First down, a 16-yard gain for Dan Duffy. And another Kennesaw first down. Stop of the clock with 2:31 to go. They'll mark the ball squarely in the middle of the field on the 15-yard line. Kennesaw's second teamers would like to hit pay dirt here on the second game of the season. And as we said earlier tonight, Kennesaw was home last week. Three of their first four at home. They've only got two more home games. First and 10. And Heyer keeps it himself on the option. Now the pitch out to Anderson, has some room. Cuts back at the 10. Uses a block to the 5. Trying to stay on his feet, but he'll be brought down just short as he got tripped up inside the 5-yard line. And it looks like they'll mark him down at about the 1. First down and goal. Nice run that time, Anderson, of 14 yards. First and goal just outside the 1-yard line here. Line them up in the I formation. Kennesaw starters yelling for their offense. Hand it to Duffy off the right side, and he's into the end zone. Dan Duffy takes it in for a 1-yard touchdown with 1:52 to go in the football game, and it's now 62-22 in favor of Kennesaw. So a nice drive down the field that time. Kennesaw stopped Lawrence Nelson on a fumble recovery and then marched it 58 yards in just over 2 minutes for the touchdown. And it looks like they'll go ahead and go for two here with the second teamer instead of trotting Schnitzler out there for the kick. And the quarterback this time will be Chase Siebold, the junior, calling the cadence. Tosses it out there, and it's behind Dan Eisel, and the two-point conversion is no good. And so with 1:52 to go, it's Kennesaw 62, Lawrence Nelson 22. You're listening to Friday Night Football here on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Nebraska volleyball team swept Dayton tonight, although it was a little bit of a struggle. 29-27, 25-14, 25-23. They'll play Cal State Bakersfield in Eastern Kentucky tomorrow. Short pooch kick here for Kennesaw. Lawrence Nelson just dives on it with Gavin Bushcutter. And again, we'll be back to the running clock now with a 62-22 game. Just 1:51 to go, so a chance to run a handful of plays here for Lawrence Nelson. And when we run the clock out, we'll be on to the Misco Sports postgame show and then back to the studios for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. The UNK volleyball team starts the season 2-0 with two sweeps today at their own fall classic. They're home for two games tomorrow. UNK women's soccer team went into a tie tonight with South Dakota. Now let's take a look at our first down play here for Lawrence Nelson. And Shore will take the snap, hand it off the right side. And not much going on there. The ball may have been lost. Olson makes the tackle, but Bushcutter did stay on top of it. Gain of a couple on the play. Second down and eight. Again, want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. Friday night football continues next week. Kennesaw, Overton, Kearney Catholic, Columbus, Lakeview. Coverage of the Hastings schools as well. Check PlatteRiverPreps.com for all the details. Out of the I formation, Shore pitches it out here again to Cody Byers. Byers gets across the 30, and he'll be brought down at about the 33-yard line. A gain of five. Clock runs with 45 seconds, so time for one, maybe two more runs, two more plays here. Third down and three at their own 33 for Lawrence Nelson, who was down 30-0 at the end of the first quarter. After that, of course, with a big lead, the second teamers going against each other here in the fourth quarter. As Lawrence Nelson takes some time coming up to the ball, 20 seconds to go, probably our last play. But a penalty flag will come down with 14 seconds to go. And this time we'll have offsides lining up in the neutral zone on the offense. So a five-yard penalty. And we'll see if they even get up to the line of scrimmage here to snap the ball because they're back in the huddle with 14 seconds to go. And the referee winds the clock. I don't think the kids realize that the clock is running. They may not get this play off. They come up 9-8. A lot of youngsters in there want to get one more snap. Set him down with 4 seconds. And the snap straight ahead for the quarterback, Schroer. He's going to get a couple, and that is the end of the football game. A long one here tonight in Kennesaw, but Kennesaw turns around an opening night loss to Exeter Milligan and didn't make any mistakes tonight. They ran all over Lawrence Nelson. They're 1-1. Lawrence Nelson drops to 0-1. The final score, Kennesaw 62, Lawrence Nelson 22. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on Classic Hits.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, taking care of all of our athletes and keeping the local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Let's take a look at the final stats unofficially now. First of all, for Lawrence Nelson in this football game, Dylan Menke, 20 rushes, 42 yards, and 2 touchdowns in the game. Gavin Bushcutter, 3 carries, 13 yards. Wyatt Thayer, 7 carries for 60 yards. Cody Byers had 4 carries for 17 yards. Colton Biltoff, 6 carries for 32 yards. Quarterback in the backup role was Kevin Schroer. He ends up with 3 carries for 5 yards. 1 team fumble in there for -6. 44 rushing attempts, 163 yards tonight for Lawrence Nelson. Through the air, Biltoff was 4 of 13 for a pick and 46 yards in the first half. only threw it twice in the second half, 1 of 2 for 7 yards. So 5 of 15, 1 interception, 53 yards through the air, 163 on the ground. That's 216 yards, 12 first downs, 4 punts for an average of about 33. They had the 2 turnovers and 5 penalties in the ball game for 30 yards. Lawrence Nelson also had a kickoff return for a touchdown tonight from Wyatt Thayer to go with Menke's 2 touchdowns. They fall to 0-1 and will host Hampton next week. We'll be back and give you the final numbers for Kennesaw right after this on the Nabisco Sports postgame show.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Nicola. Is that good?
From Mosta, another 3. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the Nabisco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final stats for the Kennesaw Blue Devils, who just ran roughshod tonight over Lawrence Nelson. And here's a look at the final numbers. Most of these coming from the first half. Austin Schnitzler, 10 carries, 234 yards in the ball game, 4 touchdowns. Brother Preston Schnitzler, 11 carries, 202 yards, 4 touchdowns, all in the first half. Then you slide down to some of the backups here. Dan Duffy, 4 carries, 16 yards and a touchdown. Tyson Burr, 3 carries, 9 yards. Austin Anderson, 6 carries, 68 yards. Isaiah McChesney, 4 carries, 14 yards. Backup quarterback Alex Heyer, 3 carries for 10 yards. They also had a fumble for -1. So 41 rushing attempts, 553 yards on the ground for Kennesaw. Remember, that's just an 80-yard field, folks. So what a job tonight. Well over 10 yards per rush for Kennesaw. They only threw 2 passes and completed them both. Preston Schnitzler, a 19-yarder, and then Alex Heyer, a 23-yarder. So they were 2 of 2 for 42 yards through the air, 553 on the ground, 595 yards for Kennesaw, 20 first downs, no turnovers. They had just 1 punt tonight, and they had a majority of their penalties in the fourth quarter with the backups there. In fact, they had 6 penalties in that fourth quarter for 50 yards and ended up tonight with 10 penalties, 109 yards. That'll be one of the things that they do have to clean up a little bit. And as we said, the first 3 offensive plays of the game for Kennesaw were touchdown runs, 55 yards from Austin, 69 yards from Preston. There was a safety, a 38-yard run from Austin, 24-0. Preston Schnitzler, a 21-yard run. It's 30-0 at the end of the first. First score of the second quarter, Preston from 49 yards. And then you throw in a 55-yard from Austin Schnitzler. That was a 1-play drive. And right before half, Preston took it in from 19. Austin had the only score there in the third quarter for Kennesaw, a 50-yarder, and then Dan Duffy capped off the scoring with 1:52 in the game to make the final score. Kennesaw, 62, and Lawrence Nelson, 22. Our wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. This is Doug Duda for our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. We'll make our Misco Sports postgame quick tonight. It was a long night here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. Coming up, the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. Enjoy the college and NFL football this weekend. Tuesday, it's high school volleyball from Axtell with SEM and Overton starting at 5 o'clock. And we'll see the Blue Devils take on Overton next Friday night here on Classic Hits. This has been the Misco Sports Postgame Show, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Again, the final score tonight, Kennesaw 62, Lawrence Nelson 22. This is Doug Duda saying good night.
The proceeding has been a KKPR Sports production, brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com. Do you